I'm sorry, somebody trying to talk to me while I'm working?
What's poppin'? The deals in the D.com studio is loaded for bear.
What does that mean?
Just ready for another show, that's
loaded
all.
Loaded for bear, I know. What does that mean?
I don't even know what that means.
So stupid.
It is hunting season.
Ready?
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
What does that mean?
We talked
it
about
it. It was referenced yesterday.
Yeah, but couldn't I say it is hunting season?
No. No.
Nope.
Just because you say something, I can't say it?
No, you can say it.
I mean, I can't say the word. Can I say the?
Well, are you just...
said that probably on the fucking podcast.
Yikes.
Was it something you felt was important to repeat?
Not really.
Are you a big hunter?
Not really.
Gee, why are you so defensive about it?
You look like you're on your phone already.
I'm trying to prep.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
You weren't ready?
I'm ready.
What kind of prep are you bumping into at this late
hour? What's going
on? Look, I'm
having your period?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. I just want to
know. Sounds like someone's having their monthly.
I just want to know if you were prepping and finding something that I wasn't aware of.
I was just reading about this tennis umpire who was dismissed after calling the ball girl sexy.
Hmm.
Neat.
Where'd that happen?
I was just going to read on it.
Okay, you know, study up on that.
I will.
And I'm going to remind people that...
3 days of this, probably.
The Grow Green MI Fall Harvest Expo is this Saturday, October 5th, from 10 to 5. Over 120 vendors, free samples, presentations, a clone swap for seed companies, and the lowest prices of the year throughout the store. You know, I was thinking, Saturday from 10 to 5, that's college football time. But people in this world don't care. Do they?
I doubt it.
No, if there's...
I think there's some crossover.
Well, there might be.
I think there's some crossover there.
But I think if you want to be at the Grow Green MI Fall Festival Expo, you probably don't care about college football.
Well, you don't have to be there the whole time.
No. It starts at 10. You can get there. You can skip game day.
You get that and still get to the game.
The event's totally free, open to everyone. Almost $10,000 worth of giveaways, trimmer demos, glass blowers, food trucks, free event to the first 400. And meet Boston George, who will be on site signing up. Can we get an interview with Boston George?
Yeah, we can try.
George Young?
Mm-hmm. Love
why did I think of that yesterday?
I don't know. Why didn't I think of it?
The movie Blow is one of my favorite movies. I love that movie.
That was good blow, man.
Underrated part of that movie is Paul Rubens' part.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's
He's very good.
Yeah.
And also, what's his name?
Hi, Mario.
When
Tuna?
He's bartending when he...
Oh, Bobcat.
Bobcat.
Goldthwait, yeah.
It's great. This Saturday from 10 to 5 at the Grow Green MI Fall Festival Expo. Click growgreenmi.com. And that would be additional service for our fine advertiser, Grow Green, if we were to interview George Jung, just pointing that out.
Mm.
But I'd love to talk to him, not because of the Grow Green connection, but because I think he's additionally fascinating.
Yeah, you know, I think I'll just grow my own weed.
Oh, yeah, I'm growing my own weed.
I enjoy growing my own weed now.
I'll grow my own weed.
My bookie wants you to know, you should go to mybookie.ag, use promo code Drew, D-R-E-W, you play, you win, you get paid, especially with all Brandon's locks.
Yeah.
Maybe you start telling people about your locks every week.
Well, I mean...
So people can experience the same kind of plus side that my account apparently is having.
I don't want the odds to change.
well
that's
then lie
true.
About it.
You can bet on fantasy, you can do parlays, you can be like Patrick Levy and bet $8
and never lose
$8 million.
Pat's doing good?
He sounds like he wins all the time.
It's awesome.
Come on, Patty.
If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay like Patrick. If all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings and you could more than double your paycheck. No matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of year. Join now and MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code Drew to activate the offer. That's promo code D-R-E-W. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Just like...
Just my buddy like called me last night.
Brandon.
He said, who's going to score first in this game? I said, the Steelers. Of course, the Bengals scored first. But then we bet the Steelers right back the next two times and won.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you on MyBookie?
Yeah, my buddy was.
Nice.
Yeah. I love this place. Hello, Pittsburgh.
That's encouraging. Okay. So where to start today? I was reading the Demi Moore book, by the way.
Oh, you got it?
Inside Out? Yeah.
I feel like we know everything that's in that book already.
You know, I kind of felt that way too. But you know what? I have to tell you what really makes me laugh about the book is how important she thinks like these scenes are, and how, you know, how beautifully lit. Wow. It was the most beautiful I've ever looked in my life.
Just pretend you're the person you're supposed to pretending to be, and let the director and everybody else worry about that.
I know, but remember Alec Baldwin, who said, when people are dying, frequently they think of a movie scene or a movie.
Oh, yeah. No. You're just pretending. You're just pretenders. Can we just change the word actor to pretender?
I like that. She's talking about, I'm not going to get too deep into this, but I spent a lot of time reading this morning, and I was very amused. I knew Glenn Close, and she'd warned me that...
God, already, it's really annoying.
Adrian Lyne was an odd guy to work with on Love Scenes. He was the director, or the, yeah, director of Indecent Proposal. She told me he was yelling out encouraging obscenities the whole time she was humping away with Michael Douglas all over the loft in Fatal Attraction. She hadn't exaggerated. He's a true voyeur, which is part of why his films are so interesting and potent. But on set, it's very kooky. He literally didn't stop talking, practically hollering the whole time we were shooting the sex scenes. Fucking raunchy. Oh, God, get a boner on that.
Nice. Yelled,
blow a load. Grab his dick.
All right.
Somebody get a dick.
There he is. Hear him?
Can you imagine that? How weird that is?
How hard it would be to pretend.
Get a boner on that!
Somebody get a dick!
Get a boner on that. What a great line.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Then she says...
it's something that needs a boner.
The fact is, when I saw what Adrian had pulled off in the end, I thought it was beautiful. His movies are erotic, but they aren't sleazy.
In, out, three times.
There he is again. Get a boner. What is it? Get a what? Get a boner in there? What was it?
Get a boner on that!
On that.
Up,
on
down,
that.
Up, down.
What does that mean?
That's something that needs a boner.
Maybe he was calling for
grab
a fluffer.
Grab his dick!
Was he calling for a fluffer?
I think he was somebody suggesting that what she was doing was so hot that it ought to give him a boner.
Yeah.
She talks about her weight nonstop,
constantly.
I lost this many pounds. I gained this many pounds. I decided I wanted to look like this. She's always
kind of sad in a way.
Yeah, it was real.
She's beautiful.
It bothered me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she sounds obsessed with her wife. She doesn't know that. And the stuff with her mom was hilarious. Not really.
Oh, yeah. Does she talk about the High Society cover?
She didn't reference High Society.
Did she? A magazine?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And what'd she say about it?
Just that her mom was, you know, was offering herself to any tabloid or magazine. She was selling pictures of Demi.
Yeah.
And once she was done telling her off for doing that, she started offering foreign magazines pictures and stories.
Oh, my mother.
Where you know it's going to get worse.
And
ruin this magazine when I get home.
You know, can we find that nude picture from High Society?
Well, Brandon, you found it the other day when we were talking about it. And it's kind of, it's not the, I guess, centerfold, but it was the cover.
Did she talk about blame it on Rio at all in her book?
She did, but I kind of skipped ahead.
My favorite movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah,
Michelle Johnson.
This is the only picture I can find.
Wait, that's her. That's not her, Demi, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Demi Moore's mother.
Oh, she must not have been on the cover then.
Would she be Mr. Skin for that? Virginia Gaines?
Unlikely, but he probably has.
Skin's coming on, by the way.
Oh, can't wait.
I thought it was a great premise.
He's 20 doing best, the
well, it has
most
to do with nudes.
Iconic celebrity nude scenes of all time. Think about that.
Hmm.
Who are you putting in there?
20 most iconic moments in celebrity nudity.
Well, he's going to put Phoebe Cates first. He always puts Phoebe Cates. That's his all-time favorite.
That is celebrity nudity. Does that mean in movies or out of movies?
Sharon Stone will be in it. I mean, that's a very iconic full frontal.
Would something from Pam Anderson with Tommy Lee video?
No, because he shies away from that.
That's not a move. Wasn't the big movie.
Well, it says iconic in celebrity nudity.
Oh.
So doesn't that mean more than movie stars?
I guess you're right. I don't know. So many questions already.
How about Tom Cruise's ex, the one with the big boobs?
That was Mimi Rogers?
Mimi Rogers getting massaged.
Where was she nude?
She was getting massaged. She was getting her boobs massaged.
Really? What movie
was
that?
The name of that movie? I forgot the name of that movie. Does it matter?
Not really. She had huge tubes, though.
She did.
Huge. I wanted to mention that Demi's talking about A Few Good Men, and she's so proud
that they didn't have a sex scene with her and Tom Cruise because it showed that her character was more important than that.
Yeah.
And I agreed. I thought that it would have been gratuitous.
It's all about the characters.
Brandon found it.
To me, that's top three.
What movie is that, Brandon?
It's called Full Body Massage.
Top three.
That's the movie. The name top of the movie three. Is Full Body Massage? So, anyway, I'm so proud of the movie makers of A Few Good Men for not falling for that sleazy routine.
Would that really have fit in that movie?
You can't handle the truth.
Well, it could always fit.
True. I mean. Of course it could.
But then she talks about Jack Nicholson and...
Jack?
I mean, she goes on and on about him. But
what'd
anyway,
she say about Jack
she
in a
says
nutshell?
One day he was really... Well, he's great, of course. One day he was really late to the set. And it was like, where? Jack's a pro. What's going on? And they needed some sunset, I guess, for the shot. And the sun's going down, lower. Rob Reiner was muttering it was going to be a disaster. No one could understand why we couldn't get Jack out of his trailer. Jack appeared at the last moment of light. It turns out he's a serious Lakers fan, and he'd been glued to the television set waiting for Magic Johnson to make the announcement that he was HIV positive. No, that's correction, that he had attained it. The HIV virus. We have the audio for that, so we can see what Jack was waiting for.
Magic Johnson is irrelevant in this thing.
He says it early.
I agree.
First of all, let me say late afternoon.
What up?
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
I just spit that out.
That was quick.
I just want to make clear, first of all, that I do not have the AIDS disease. Because I know a lot of you are concerned.
Who's got AIDS?
Is it a disease?
HIV virus.
Big Magic Johnson. What has he done?
My wife is fine. She's negative, so no problem with her.
We don't care about her.
I plan on going on living for a long time, bugging you guys like I've always have. So you'll see me around. I plan on being with the Lakers and the league.
Well, we don't want to be anywhere near you, though.
For a while.
Please don't bug us anymore.
And going on with my life.
Remember when he got the cut during the game when he came back? And you could hear a pin drop. It's like a stadium, 20,000 people.
Because they all thought they got AIDS immediately.
Yeah, everyone thought they could get AIDS within seconds.
Not.
They could attain the AIDS virus.
Not.
Did Isaiah still kiss him in that All-Star game?
I forgot. I don't know about that.
I forgot.
He looks like he's on AIDS.
That was Aaron Carter. Very inappropriate of Aaron to say that.
So Demi's book is two thumbs
up. Somebody got a dick?
Well, it was good reading, I have to admit. I'm mostly reading about her marriage to Bruce and, of course, what else is annoying when people like her, and I don't find her that terribly unlikable, but she's talking about her weight constantly, like I'm worried about as a reader. And then this whole thing with, you know, I'm shooting this movie and I've got Rumor with me and I've got the nanny and the trainer and oh my God, it's just so intense. Like, hey, you got a nanny, a trainer. Yeah. I think you'll be okay. It just
she's so real. She's like a real person.
It's it reminds me
those are such real people problems.
I had a very shallow moment today watching the Hillary Clinton Chelsea Clinton interview on Good Morning America.
Yeah. Wow, that must have been riveting.
They have a book, and Chelsea, by the way, is introduced as the author and activist.
Yeah, no, I know. She's also a professor.
She's also a reporter, a network reporter.
Well, she was.
She got the job for ABC News. She's on the board.
She's a goofus.
She's on multiple board of directors.
What if they introduced her that way?
She is a goofus.
How does she even get on television?
Might be more appropriate.
They introduce her as a goofus.
But the book is about the gutsiest women, which I don't know about
you
guys.
Let me guess. Her mom's in it. Is her mom in it?
I'm sure she is. Anyway, they asked Hillary what the gutsiest thing she ever did was. It wasn't a setup at all. She had no idea the question was coming. And she said, staying with my husband.
Staying in the marriage.
Yeah, staying with her husband.
Whatever.
Not.
Now, Chelsea was stunned by that.
I was certain Chelsea was going to say, the day I had to fire two nannies in one day. Or maybe
basically a disaster.
Pretending she belonged on the board of Expedia or pretending she deserved the network reporter job with ABC. But she didn't answer any of those things.
It's crazy. Wait, she didn't get the same question, or did she?
She did. She did. And I was so sure.
What was her answer?
It was raising my kids every day.
Oh, shut the fuck up!
No, you know what she said?
She worked so hard.
Oh, she said that she was
shut up.
She was stunned about her mother's answer. That was the toughest.
Oh yeah, she was having trouble getting past her mother's answer.
Oh, is it
so gutsy?
It's coming.
You know, I think she's losing the entire male audience and many of the women.
And by the way, Chelsea didn't speak for what, the first 3 minutes? She just looked adoringly at Hillary.
She did look adoringly.
Chelsea Clinton.
And whatever. Anyway, I should mention our friends and studio sponsors at Zodfor and Holly are at it again. Ridiculous
what
deals.
What up?
For Drew and my friends. During their fall clearance event, they have 4 new trucks and SUV models you can lease below $100 a month.
What?
Yes, during the fall clearance event, you can lease the 19 Ford EcoSport, Escape, Edge, or F-150, all below $100 a month. These are not watered-down rides. Oh, I love that drop. These bad boys are loaded with all the creature comforts you're looking for. See details in the massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And we're coming down to the wire if you want to have dinner with us. Zod Ford's kicking off that fabulous Drew and Mike listener dinner. All of us will be out to dinner with you at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas for a delicious Mexican feast. I think we're just take over the upstairs.
Ooh, nice.
My mother used to love to get a chili relleno there.
Yeah, we'll probably have 15 people.
Or good.
Maybe more. I don't know.
Yeah, probably more.
So, yeah, you can go in there. Just head to Zot in Holly. Just head on 75 where Jesus tells you to, you're going the right way.
Walk in, say hello. Jesus.
Que pasa, que pasa?
Drop your name in the hat. And 3 lucky couples will be drawn at random. And by the way, if you're just somebody who is not a couple, you just bring a buddy,
mm-hmm.
or a girlfriend, that's, whatever.
Yeah.
Plus, if you
life
buy or lease
partner.
A new vehicle from Zod Ford during the contest, you'll double your chances to win. So be sure to let the hottest sales staff in Oakland County know you are a listener so they can double your chance to win. And Dr. Yaldo, been with us for almost 2 years now. And we've come through with about 100 people have gotten life-changing surgery from him on our recommendation, either the custom CATS LASIK, the most precise in the world, or what's called lens exchange for people 45-plus who can't stand the reading glasses. Eye surgery is usually well thought out. It's important to go with the best and most experienced. Dr. Yaldo's number one in Michigan. And doesn't lure you in with promises of low-cost LASIK. There's a lot of noise out there about low-priced LASIK. And they started it! But then you go and find out what the real price is. If you have shopped for it, Dr. Yaldo promises Drew and Mike listeners he'll beat any LASIK offer you get.
Didn't know that, did you, babe?
So if you want custom CATS LASIK or the lens exchange or cataract procedures, Dr. Yaldo promises he will beat any LASIK offer you get. Get the best, pay the least. The evaluation is free. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. I guess the big news today is the officer in Dallas was found guilty of murder.
Amber Geiger.
I don't even know how to feel about
that. They said first-degree murder, too.
Yeah. 5 to 99 years.
Am I missing something here? Because first-degree is supposed to be premeditated. She meant to walk in there and shoot him.
I got to tell you, I've seen a lot of cases. Well, Snoop Dogg is a good example. Mm-hmm. He sought someone out to shoot, shot him, and murdered him. And he served a very short sentence. And I don't know what the... I think they did reduce the charge. I think it was manslaughter. I see murders all the time around here where I go, oh, my God, that guy only got 7 years? Or this one,
I
just really...
don't know. I guess I don't know the difference between the degrees in Texas. It doesn't make any sense. Because she certainly deserves jail time.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree.
Without question.
I just thought it was...
And it's 5 to 99 years, which seems like an awful wide span.
Well...
So we got to be missing something here.
I mean, she called, she had the police there right away. I mean, she was describing where she shot him. And, you know, she reached out to her boyfriend or lover, you know, before the ambulance.
The guy she sent the skanky pictures to.
None of that matters. She had already killed him.
Yeah. And by the way,
was he dead right away?
She had not only worked a 13.5-hour day, she was sending these sexy, skanky texts and photos, exchanging with this other officer. Her partner, while after the 13.5-hour day. So she was tired at the same time trying to get that second wind to bang this dude. And then she parks on the fourth floor by accident.
I forgot about that. You know? I completely forgot about that. She must
parks
have been tired.
On the fourth floor somebody by accident. She lived on the third floor, and she goes on to, and it looks very similar. She was so busy, I think, looking at the penis picture he sent or something. Yeah. She didn't even notice the big red mat.
Right.
And the door was open. You know, I forgot about the door being open.
Yeah.
Now, I would think if you found the door open, isn't the thing to do to not go in?
Maybe. But she's an officer. I can't get over the fact that
she's been texting with this dude after a 13.5-hour day. She's trying to get the second wind up for him.
It's like distracted driving.
They did.
How can a door be ajar?
Sorry. I apologize.
No, don't apologize. That was perfect. Jesus Christ.
Her defense, though, I mean,
they'll just go on. Like, all right, go ahead.
Her defense, though, in which she says that the guy came at her, that doesn't make any sense.
He was
whatsoever.
Eating ice cream. He was high as shit eating ice cream watching TV.
He's on his own couch. He's baked, which means he's probably uber relaxed.
Yeah.
A chick walks into his house. He probably has seen her before. He lives there. He's not going to just get up and be like, what are you doing in my house? And
well, he didn't have a gun in his hand either. She had a weapon in her hand.
Yeah.
Right. He had a spoon for his ice cream. Maybe he stood up, you know, and it shook her, and that's when she shot him.
The thing is, I do believe there are many cases where people kill their wife, their husband, whatever, and for whatever reason, they serve 14, 15 years, and they move on. And those are the people. If you kill your spouse or a family member or something, I would think you'd get life in prison. Take a life. That's the end of your life. Well, see ya.
Well, if it's a crime of passion.
No, it can always.
There's always circumstances
in the law that
there's
I don't understand.
So many circumstances here. I think people forget too. She wasn't on duty. Like looking at Twitter today, there were a lot of people like, finally a cop shoots a black male and there's justice. Like, well, she's not on duty. It's entirely different.
That's what, you know, I noticed watching some clips while this was going on. It seemed like, man, they really want to nail this chick. And I wondered, is it because she's a cop?
That's all imaging, probably. But that doesn't matter in the courtroom.
No, I didn't mean just the courtroom. I mean, people really want her to get nailed. And
who cares what people think, though?
Well, people are, you know, that's part of the narrative. And people are cheering at the verdict.
What does that accomplish?
So, where do you think he killed him?
Well, I mean, like, they really believed she should be found guilty of murder. And I just don't think she intended to murder someone when she went to what she thought was her apartment or went to the wrong apartment intentionally to murder someone either.
Yeah.
Sentencing will be interesting. I mean, they can got a big range there. Why is there a 94-year range?
I don't know. I don't get that. That's why we must be.
Well, what do you think?
Something we're missing.
How long of a sentence do you think that she should get?
I couldn't do
15, 20 years.
Think about it. Really that much?
I'd probably say 10 to 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was a complete.
I was going to say 5 to 10.
It was a complete accident. Complete. And I feel terrible for the guy.
But
terrible.
She's negligent.
But I don't know why she had to shoot him.
She shot a man. Why would she have to shoot?
I don't know why she had to shoot him.
You walk into your house and some strangers are your first thought is to shoot him?
I don't have a gun.
Even if you did, I think it's just.
But if you're a police officer, you might be thinking. You think differently.
Sure. Brandon and I were talking about that. I get that. I don't.
Because she definitely needs to be punished, but what's too much and.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, you know,
she took a life, man.
If you walk into your house and there's a stranger in it,
don't you usually go the other way?
Shoot the person? I'd go out the door.
Couldn't she point the weapon at him first? Does she have to fire?
I know.
I don't know.
Well, let me ask you guys
a stranger
this.
Eating ice cream watching TV? I might hang out with him for a while.
How about someone driving a car and they go over the line because they're out texting and they hit another car and it kills both people?
Yes, it's manslaughter.
And I know that this happened in St. Clair Shores.
That's not murder to me. Well, what stupidity leading to death?
But he killed two people.
Well, yeah, it's manslaughter.
Innocent people.
You got to go to prison. You got to send that person to prison.
Absolutely. But
they're not sending him to prison.
Why not? What case is this?
It's a case in St. Clair Shores that happened a couple of months ago.
Is it a secret?
It was no. I don't know exactly how it's going to go out. But
is this something that you have to be living in St. Clair Shores to be an insider to know about?
I'm not sure.
It's their version of the Woodward talk. It's only covered in that paper.
I'm not sure if it was out in the big news yet. To tell you the truth.
Anybody else know the story?
I don't see it.
What, do you have a name? Couple?
Are you sure this is a real story?
Yeah, I'm positive. Yeah, I'm positive.
Busting
a guy,
balls.
Single.
Busting your balls.
Single guy in a car.
Retired teacher, police. Wife killed in head-on collision back in February. That one?
That sounds about it. Oh. Two people. Did it say two people? Husband and wife?
Yeah, retired teacher and
yep.
wife.
That's
can you read the
one.
Story?
That's
well,
the
let
one.
Me look it up. Look it up. Look
that's
it up.
The one.
Oh, you did a lot of prep today.
Yeah. The friends of... parents of a friend of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the person's not going to jail?
Nope.
Why not?
He's probably going to get like a suspension.
Is it somebody had a really big dream team or something?
Probably got like probation. He hasn't uttered a word about, he has not taken blame for anything. He's clammed up. And there were no witnesses. Nobody saw anything except he did it. He crossed over the line.
Did he admit to it?
I don't know if he even admitted to it, but he had to because of,
this is one I want people put in the sweat box.
Yeah.
To get
until
it out of
it.
Him.
Yeah.
Get it. Put him in the sweat box.
It's terrible.
And that's the thing with
Amber Geiger. I went to a funeral
Geiger
and I saw two coffins.
I don't realize why she didn't take a plea deal.
I don't either. Don't get that.
What did they offer her?
I'm not sure, but it would be better than what she ended up. I mean, she's facing 99 years now.
And they did quick, right? I mean, how long did it take the jury? Hours, right?
6 hours, I think. Are we sure? You sure they offered her a plea deal?
You know, I'm not sure, but I figured everybody gets offered some sort of a plea deal.
It seems like it. I mean, she never sounded like she offered a defense. Like it was his fault. She did say she yelled commands at him.
Sitting in his own living room.
He had the door open.
That sucks.
Yeah, because the door wasn't
shut.
The
whole story, there's just no winners.
By the way, Tom, I can't read your story because I don't have a subscription to the Macomb Daily.
Sorry, man.
Oh, you're already over here.
You bought your copy of the Macomb Daily, Tom? Or?
I didn't get a copy of the Macomb Daily. I'm telling you, like, you know, third-hand information here. I just know that.
You a subscription online?
I don't.
Macomb Daily?
I do not. I go for the free stuff. I don't you know, subscribe to anything that charges you.
I know,
even a penny.
It's funny. I feel cheap sometimes.
I do feel cheap.
Because
you're a cheap little bitch.
I am.
Every now and then I go on Daily Beast and I go, oh, that's a great story. And I hit on it and it goes, to read more, you must be a member or whatever.
Right.
And I go,
and it's cheap.
It's like a dollar.
No, it's
a
cheap.
Dollar a week or something.
It is embarrassingly cheap.
I'll still be paying that dollar in 2030.
I know.
I have no idea why.
It went up and you don't even know what the hell you're paying for.
I won't do it just out of principle.
I know. There's so much free stuff out there, but there is a lot of good stories that you don't get to read now because they charge you for
it. The Athletic is the one that pisses me off. Because you get the first three sentences and it's like, no!
And they got a lot of writers, man.
You know, I'm dying to know if the Athletic is making money.
Yeah, just ask them.
Because that's just it. I keep hearing them say that, oh, yeah, it's way worth it. It is so worth it. Everybody's on. And then everyone I talk to says, well, it's a great idea, but I haven't subscribed.
I subscribed and canceled in like 2 days.
You guys,
I don't want this shit.
You guys subscribe to anything like on social media or extra cable, like ESPN Plus? Do you guys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys do that?
Well, I cut the cord, though, so I have Hulu Netflix and Amazon.
I'm close to getting ESPN Plus only so I could see primetime with Berman and
wait till
Tom
Disney.
Jackson.
Wait till Disney Plus starts, too.
I just try to steal it from former interns and
I know,
stuff like
that. That is a good
thing. Oh, wait, that reminds me. Someone
paying for a Chris Berman show?
I would pay for it to see that
show. They brought
show.
Back primetime.
Yeah, they brought back
I don't know why that's a draw, but whatever.
It's a great draw.
What do you pay for? What do you pay for that?
$4.99 a month.
$4.99 a month just to hear Chris Berman?
Well, they give you this boxing.
Nicknames.
There's a bunch of stuff. Yeah, I love primetime. It's my favorite show.
Really?
Always was my favorite show.
You didn't get those highlights online for free, right?
Not from him.
Okay.
Not from them.
So
highlight though.
That was my favorite part of NFL Sunday was at 7 o'clock primetime on ESPN.
Oh, it was great before and the internet.
The highlights
phenomenal.
Are not the same unless Chris Berman delivers
them. Yeah,
he has nicknames.
And the music.
Fucking highlight though.
The music.
Is he still using nicknames?
Oh yeah.
What are some of the favorite nicknames that have made you feel it's worth the $4.99? Just recent ones, because I'm not up on his nicknames really.
No. Well, I haven't heard him in a few years. I haven't heard him in a few years.
Some of the classics.
Really? But it's still important to you?
It is.
What were some of the classics?
Can you name one nickname?
And everybody in the house is probably going to enjoy this along with you.
Oh, they will.
They will.
They totally will.
Kathy's a fan, too.
She's a big fan.
She is.
Here's the problem.
Is grandma a fan?
She is. Bobby. Here's the problem. It's, when it's on the phone, I can find it.
Bobby.
How the hell do you get it onto the TV?
Do you have a smart TV?
I don't, but it's not that smart. I'm not that smart to work it. That's the problem.
Well,
Tom, my dad can get it, so I mean, that's saying something.
If Al can get it, I guess I can get it.
I think Lily can fix you up.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I'd pay $4.99 for?
What?
This.
Understand, tonight is awful in here. Awful. No, it's already awful.
Cut that out.
I saw this on the schedule, Jets during the Christmas holiday. I took four... Is at 6 o'clock, knowing what this is.
Best. He's so hammered.
You know what a is?
He's feeling good, right?
It's Canadian aspirin. With a little bit of codeine in it.
I love
just
it.
Enough to give you that pop.
Pop.
Two's. Is. I mean, you buy it over the counter up there, you can't here. Oh. It's like $10 up there, but it's like $100 prescription here. So you put it in all the corners of your suitcase. Do you have anything to declare? Oh, no.
Can't believe ESPN is bringing back a drug smuggler.
I like it even more.
You always hope to have one Blue Jay game a year. You go to the Canadian CBS. It's funny.
You have those bottles, 250, you know, count of 222s? Yes, here they are. I'll take four of them. And they go, they always go, from the States, eh? You never take duh-duh-duhs? Just a little drop. Little 8% Cody, never hurt anybody.
Amen.
Hey, I want to mention two things extra, because Gabar sent me a text today. First of all, it is the last week to register for dinner.
Which is now, why don't you calm down, Steve?
I think it's October 11th. So if you're around Zot, if you're around the Holly area, or if you want to make a special trip, or if you need a car, they have four you can get under $100 right now.
Man, plus, the things we'll do for a piece of tail, huh, Steve?
You can register twice if you lease or buy in the next, well, this week. And then also, Matt was telling me today about this. He's taking an air charter to Green Bay to see the Lions and the Packers.
Cool.
And he was trying to get me fired up for it. We were working out this morning.
Yeah.
And by the way, Matt passed on one of his leg lifts because he injured himself dancing.
Where was he dancing?
No, at the tailgate, he was a dancing fool.
I know, dancing at the tailgate.
Yeah, it was a big reunion, I guess, and a lot of people in.
Was this before the game or after the game?
I saw him dancing before and after the game, so what? I don't know when he injured himself. He probably danced through the injury if it happened pregame.
What was playing?
Oh, the usual. I don't know.
That doesn't seem like dancing music.
With somebody. I don't even know.
Was
I don't
he
know.
Dancing with anyone else?
It was the usual. Yeah, there was. I don't know who she was, though. There's a bunch of spins involved.
You know, he has
like
a good
spinning
time.
Other people.
He has a good time, no matter what.
Wow. Well, they ended up at
the Grotto?
Someplace in. No, not the Grotto. No. It was a place. And there was a short video. And all I know is there were some stumbling drunk people on the dance floor. He did not seem that stumbling, but, man, he was dancing up a storm. And anyway, he's taking this air charter to Green Bay to see the Lions and the Packers October 14th. It's a charter for 30 people.
Wow.
So the guy, I guess, who's putting it on, Scott, is selling 30 seats on the plane.
Wow. What?
Like, if you and a friend want to go.
What do they cost?
I think it's around, let's see, wait, $1,470 round trip, but you get a ticket, too.
$1,470?
Yeah. Matt said.
That's really good.
Matt was fired up because he thought it was like $2,000.
That's a great
deal. That's a pretty
good
deal. For a charter, you fly in. Wait,
fly right into Green Bay, I would presume, too. Where do you fly out of?
Oh, yeah. You fly out of, let's see. Fly Wilder Park, Oakland International Airport at 5:15 and return after the game. Price per person, $1,470 round trip, includes private air charter, ground transportation, and a ticket to the game. There are only 30 seats available. To book a seat or additional information, call or text Scott at 248-894-4188.
Wow. Packers suck!
Does he get 10% off for everybody that signs up from the show?
Who?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, somebody should get 10% off.
That's actually a really good deal.
Well, you know, when Matt told me about it, I was like, well, that sounds pretty reasonable. And you know, he was kind of bucket list Green Bay to go to a game
stadium.
There. I forgot it was a Lions game. I'm like, oh, my God, it's the Lions.
And it's good weather at this time of the year. You don't want to go
it's
there.
Monday night, too,
it's
isn't it?
Blizzard.
Yeah, it's Monday night.
So, yeah.
Just blow in, blow out.
Don't have to pay for a hotel. Like, if you wanted to go, you'd probably have to pay for a hotel room.
Yeah, which would be a pain in the ass there.
You don't even have to miss work.
That's really nice.
I know. So there you go. Let's see. We were just talking about the officer. There was another case that is. It's really not in the same region at all. But this thing came on Channel 4 that reminded me of it. 16-year-old guy killed himself.
Oh, yeah.
Because he texted a male something kind of sexually charged. He's gay, closeted gay, Snapchat, and this guy shares it with other people. And outs the guy on social media. And he kills himself because he doesn't want to go to school the next day because, you know, as you remember, I think of this all the time when I hear stuff like this. Think of it. Yeah, you would think your life is over. You're 16. Oh, my God, my life's over. How am I going to go to school? Not that that happened to me. I mean, anything like that. But
you're lucky to know phones around when you were swimming nude.
Well, no, that's the kind of thing. Oh my, what? Somebody took a picture of you swimming in swim class, nude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, my life's over. I mean, honestly, that's how 16-year-olds think.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
And that's something, you know, that's not like this. Right. It's a very personal thing.
This ain't going away.
Yeah, and I just, don't know. It just made me. It's like.
It's sickening.
Can I devil's advocate this? Is there a lot more to this story? I mean, that seems kind of odd that just that would cause someone to commit suicide.
Oh, I think it could. Really? You know, I think, yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, well, there's a 21-year-old at, I think it was Yale, who had the same thing happen. This may be 5 or 6 years ago. And it was even more devious, where they had, I think, set up some surveillance or some camera in the room or something like that. It was a horrible story. And this guy killed himself. And that was on 2020 or 48 hours, or Dateline or something. He killed himself.
I think about, remember Eyebrows and that whole... that whole lawsuit. After seeing the documentary and learning so much more about that case, I mean, she's a total cunt. But he was
suicidal prior.
I kind of understand why she got the sentence she got. Like, it wasn't her fault. Like, in other words, that kid was going to do it anyway.
Well, I could call somebody up right now and say, "Go out in your truck and kill yourself."
Yeah,
turn on the truck in the garage and kill yourself. Yeah. And nobody's
it was a little more than that, but yeah.
No, yeah, it was relentless.
Over the course of months.
Yeah. But this kid here, you know, he's from this very, very small rural town in Tennessee. There's not many people. And that night when he's exposed, you know, there's that panic. He's freaking out. What am I supposed to do? I can't go to school. Everybody's going to hate me. Everybody's already sending me messages because I'm gay. I've been outed. And that's why he decides to do it. And it sucks.
Yeah, so this is another great reason for 16-year-olds to be on social media, because they all need a voice. And they never bully each other. They're very woke, and so they behave themselves, unlike older people who are unable to do this.
How did he get that gun, by the way? Was it his gun?
I don't know.
It's probably that's a funny. Family gun.
That's interesting you brought that up, because I didn't even know how he killed himself.
Are you not allowed to bring that up, that he where he got the gun from, because it's just tragic anyway?
Well, no, it's a great point, because honestly, when all these school shootings come up, now I always go, God, where'd the person get the gun? Who has, what 15-year-old has access to a gun?
I don't think of that, because I just think they're out there, that anybody can get one.
But if there was a 15-year-old in my house,
I would have it
locked up. They would not have access to
a
gun.
Most people do. Most people have it locked up, but I don't know. Maybe
there's never much discussion of that. And there's never like, wait, how do you get a gun? And isn't there something wrong with that when a 16-year-old or 15-year-old or a 12-year-old can take a gun to school? Isn't that something criminal?
You would think.
Do they ever charge anyone? It doesn't seem like it.
No. No. And, I mean, the parents, if it is their gun or whoever's gun is, you're not going to want to charge them anyway. They've been through enough.
Well, if they shoot up a school, though.
No, I mean in this case, with this kid committing suicide.
Definitely. Yeah, so, you know, I think we assume, or we like to say that, oh, kids now, they're so woke. They understand everything, you know, that you don't make fun of people for this or that or the other. No, they're kids. They bully each other. They bully the shit out of each
kids
other.
They're the worst.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Girls especially.
And this whole business of, you know, how many nights you get, how many nights you get. I mean, attractive young women, they just get the likes, man.
Yep.
I mean, in fact, Channel 4, you know, check Channel 4 News at 11:13 last night. They did this story about teen girls selling their pictures online for money.
Oh, wow.
Old guys.
I mean, yeah, as if this is a big surprise. But these are girls, you know, who post how hot they are every 5 minutes. And eventually they get these creeping, they call them orbiters, which would be, I guess...
I don't want to know any more like terms. Someone,
there might be an orbiter in this room, for all I know.
It could be.
Who just, you know, follows hot young girls because they're posting hot pictures all the time. And they're look at all the likes they're getting. Yeah, they must be hot. And then they eventually contact the person and say, hey, how about sending me a couple nude pictures for $1,000?
So fucking good.
Good morning, Dimples.
What time on...
Good morning, Dimples.
On Channel
11:13 p.m.
I am nothing... without my following.
And the girl in the story says, oh, yeah, they pay your bills, you know, help you meet your needs
sure
and all that.
And what may start as just an innocent exchange online can escalate to something much more dangerous. Steve Garagiola reveals the signs an orbiter is targeting your teen.
I've never heard the term orbiter.
Teenagers focused on increasing their
social media
presence.
Now she's going to take pictures of her titties and put it on Twitter.
Teenagers more and more access to their profiles, in some cases exchanging money for photos of them. And the men who pay them are known as orbiters.
Hi, guys. We're back with another video. Selfie. I'm Jenny and I'm Bianca.
19-year-old Jenny Gutierrez and Bianca Morales are new to the YouTube scene. They're trying to jump on the latest craze for easy money, becoming a social media influencer.
Hopefully, if it works out, you know, won't. Make a living. You pause out of
for a second.
But to reach influencer,
it won't.
Is this what every hot 16 to 19-year-old would do if they have nothing else on the ball?
Yeah,
that's what she says she wants her job to be.
It's easy.
They have
money.
These, you know, many, many millions of followers. I say there's no way because nobody has any interest in these people.
Okay, but. But let's just say that these two girls, and I don't know them, let's just say they have nothing on the ball. Otherwise, they're not going to school, they don't have work, nothing. They just want to put hot pictures on.
I have no skills.
Why would they influence people?
I'm worthless.
Because of orbiters.
It's not influence, Drew. Because they're hollering to dirty old men. That's what it is.
Well, that's all. I can't imagine, you know, when the whole thing with Fire Festival and the influencers, pay the influencers all this money. And all these people go, oh my God, I got to go. Look at all the influencers going. Why are you influenced by these people? Because they're hot?
I don't get it. I don't get it either.
They're not even
that hot. I'm not work material. I bring nothing to the table.
They have to increase their video views by the millions. And that means allowing total strangers to follow them.
Do you wonder how Steve got this assignment?
It's a good question.
Punished him.
Did he get busted as an orbiter? I got a great story about orbiters.
Online.
I would say that I know about maybe one-third of the people that follows me.
And the more selfies or photos of themselves they post, the more followers they get.
Selfie. Like girls or guys will like it and they'll end up following me and stuff.
But not all social media followers are the same.
What a nice picture that is. Look at that.
This alarming new trend is called orbiting. It's when men follow young women online, requesting pictures in exchange for money, and sometimes asking to meet up in real life.
It might seem harmless. It's a picture of a skirt and a top or, you know, short.
I just love the stock footage of the orbiter, which is a profile picture of a white male at a computer with sunglasses on. Because if you're an orbiter at your computer looking for chicks, you got to wear sunglasses.
I got some breaking news for these guys. Oh. You can actually find naked women online for free.
Really?
For free.
Yeah, but then they're not into you, Brandon.
Yeah, but these are women who aren't naked. You want to see them naked more.
Yeah, it's all small for yourself.
Experts say men who
orbit
pose a real danger.
You got to wear a hoodie, too, when you're orbiting.
A young girl that turns into hatred towards this girl.
That's what happened to New York teen Bianca Devins.
Oh, yeah.
She met a man online who became obsessed with her. When they met up in person,
was he an orbiter?
I haven't heard it called that.
Gotcha.
But tons of people doing that.
Katie McPherson educates parents on digital dangers and how to manage devices with their children.
I would sit down with the child and I would really look at the platform and say, what do you want the world to know about you?
I don't like this music.
What is appropriate? What's
what is
not?
This stupid
and
music?
Let's talk about
this orbiter music.
It's free.
With our family values. So
stop
part
music.
Of like a reasonable family plan would
I
be
I think this story is such bullshit. I don't think it happens this
like
often.
Your birthday, your height, your weight.
Aren't there a million dirty old men following young girls?
Yeah, but to make it to this, to connect it to that YouTube murder is a little ludicrous.
Men that try to get to you. Wait,
check out the end.
They'll pay for your bills,
filler?
They'll pay for your needs.
Yeah.
And Jenny admits
it's
she has
media.
Taken money from someone online.
I told him, send me the money first, and then I'll send you the pictures. And he actually sent me the money.
In your panties.
She
never sent the pictures.
Danger when
so she extorted money from him.
According to the experts,
is that okay?
Hey, Steve,
that's that helping.
That computer Steve's at looks a little familiar from the piece.
And if you think your child is too young for a story like that, then they're too young to be on social media. I'm Steve Garagiola.
That's a heavy ending.
Wouldn't it be great if Steve put up like his hood and just put his sunglasses on the end there?
Yeah, I'm thinking that should be the show coming.
Shouldn't they have said to the girl, wait, yes. You stole money from that guy. You extorted him.
No, it's the follow-up. That's the lesser of two evils.
I don't believe that seems wrong. Isn't that wrong?
Yes, true.
So why did they acted like that was the like she did the right thing? She sent the pic. She took the money, but she didn't send the picture.
Instead of giving the money back, complete your end of the bargain.
They told him to wrap it. So he had to get out quick.
I don't think it's. I think it's a scary media story. I don't think it happens as often as they're leading you to
I've
believe.
Never heard the term orbiters.
And Google it. It doesn't pop up. So
well,
really.
I just heard it last week in a true crime podcast because there was a girl who, you know, was on social media and there was a guy that she was talking with and he ended up picking her up and they went out and he killed her and then claimed he was her boyfriend, and he ended up getting in trouble. So I've heard orbiters, and there's a few other different terms. A lot of the terms are actually tied to gaming, too, video gaming.
I think a lot of these people, you know, they follow this person, so they kind of think they know them because they see their picture every 2 hours or whatever, and then they send them a DM, like we see, and I want to bring, what's her name? LaFlamme.
Yeah, I was already going to her Instagram.
She changed her hair color. We need to look at comments. Ooh. Brandon, you need to read some comments on her with her new hair color.
But I mean, I get it because I feel like I know Anne Marie. Like,
did you see Matt's dimple remover?
We've never even met.
Did you see Matt Jennings' dimple remover that he put up there?
Ooh, I like your new hair. That was me.
I like your new hair.
I think your hair looks great.
You could wear anything.
And your legs go on forever.
It really goes with that tight dress and brown eyes. Maria Lou wrote three heart emojis.
Really? Yeah. Brandon?
I'm just seeing people that are just happy for. I don't see anything too crazy yet.
Maybe you need to go to an earlier picture.
Maybe they filtered them out.
Wait, that's a very tight dress.
That new hair really put my boner to the ground this morning. Put it, change it back. I'm just expecting something like that. Oh, how about this creep? Still beautiful. When are you going to try red? What?
I don't see
any eggplants.
Too crazy.
No,
go back a couple.
Oh, here's one. Here's one. Can I marry you?
God.
Wait, how do you spell to marry someone? How do you spell it?
M-A-R-R-Y.
Yeah. Can I M-E-R-R-Y you? We have a joyful time together.
Ridiculous.
She responded, sure.
She did?
Yes.
Wait, is she?
I think she enjoys.
Is it possible she's eliminating the skanky comments?
Good chance.
Better not be.
I mean, when's the last time we checked a picture of her and there weren't creepy people on there saying, good morning to us?
Oh, damn. Here's one. It says, Brandon. Morning. Morning, bearded dimples. When are y'all going to come to back to work? Your creepy porn voice is needed here.
Did she respond?
That's Barney.
She also wrote, no creepy porn voice here. I'm a chick.
She did respond. She responded to that. And Marie said, thanks, girl. Hmm. No kidding.
Maybe she's clearing them all out.
Brandon, go to a previous picture. Go to an earlier picture.
Okay. I can't make them up.
I think those people are. Really
you could good. Still shave your. You could. You can shave your head and still be four fire emojis, heart emoji, heart smiling emoji, 100. What's wrong with people?
Look at this one. I may not sell my entire soul for you, but I damn sure rent out or lease out parts.
Oh, shut up.
I love you. Wow. Night, night, dimples.
That no. Could be
Yeah.
Could that be the comment that she makes
it
her
him.
Want him?
It's him. Yeah, it's him. The dimples.
Oh, guy. That's the scary one where he wanted to meet up with her because that's that dream cruise.
Right. Mm-hmm. Man, good morning. God, that beautiful smile.
That's really, how do you type that?
She really does have a very good attitude about this whole thing. She's been laughing about it and responding to a lot of the listeners that are bringing it up, which is funny.
Oh, so it's become a place for our people to go?
It should. I like the new hair. The new hair looks good.
Oh, you're my boo. You are my boo. That's the dimples guy. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So not much there. Who are these two people in the hoodies that put the porno up on I-75? Did you see the picture of the two suspects?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They broke into the control room.
Six-foot fence. They had to climb a six-foot fence.
You could climb a six-foot fence,
I can't climb
Tom.
A two-foot fence.
Yes, you could. Can we get a six-foot fence in your house?
This has become national or international news now. They're talking about this all over the world because of the porno that was playing on the billboard.
Fun.
Now, I've driven past this billboard. Anybody who's driven past this billboard knows that there's some flaws with this billboard. There's been, I mean, countless times where I've driven by it and it's just sitting on a homepage. Like a desktop, like they forgot to click the button.
Oops.
Yeah, and you can see the time and everything.
That was the one that actually used to ask for Silverdome memories. Isn't that the one? The Silverdome owns that.
It's right at
the Silverdome. Yes, it is owned by the Silverdome.
Yeah, it's right at the Silverdome.
I think it's pretty funny. I got to be honest with you.
Are any of the witnesses?
What if kids saw that?
Have we located any witnesses? Because there was that one guy on TV.
We did. I called him yesterday, but they didn't respond. Should we try calling him?
Yeah. Open the Hall Financial Hotline.
Well, really? What if kids see this?
If you're with a kid that sees it, you know what you do? You ignore it and then divert their attention elsewhere.
Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com if you'd like to save money on a refi, lower payments, better options, more personal attention with Hall Financial, the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service and big supporters of our show. You can call them at 248-308-5000 or you can go to our website, Drew and Mike Show. Click the link, fill out the online form, get Hall. We'll get back in touch with you very quickly. They average 19 days to refinance. 44 days is the industry average. And every single person who's responded to working with Hall has told me it was 19 days or less. They do a hell of a job at Hall Financial because they always put you first. Lower payments. The last guy that responded said he's saving a few $100s a month. Better options, more personal attention. They always reference the person holding their hand from the beginning to the end, because sometimes if it's your first home or your dream home and it's a big deal, it's good to know that somebody is looking out for you from beginning to end, not this person, then that person. Oh, we need these documents in 3 days. Oh, we need those documents. No, they do a fabulous job at Hall Financial.
You know your stuff.
Yeah. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435 for Hall Financial.
Well, I guess this is
the Hall Financial Hotline is open. Now, which witness is this?
Chuck.
I think Chuck. He saw it.
Oh, Chuck Mack?
Yes.
Cool. Come on, Chucker. He was on the news, wasn't he?
Yeah, both these guys were.
Come on, Chucker. All right, apparently Chuck is.
The voicemail box of 2.
By the way, did everybody see what the porno was?
I was unclear. I think I heard what it was, but
tone,
I'm not sure.
Please record your voice message.
Oh, Chuck,
when you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Chucker! Chucker! It's the Drew and Mike Show. Can you call us back on the 248 number? We were talking about the electronic billboard, the video billboard that you saw that was so naughty, and we saw you in the news. Hoping you had a minute for us. Thanks, Chuck.
So naughty.
What was the video, Mark?
So naughty. Well, the one I saw on Twitter was a chick. It was point of view, POV, as we like to call it.
Yes.
You know, going down on a guy. And then on the north or the southbound side, I think it was two chicks going down on the guy.
Wow, that's like a drive-in movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it was 11 o'clock at night, so, you know, it's an older audience.
It is. It's double feature, though.
They really knew their audience.
Dr. Yes.
Yeah, he was on. Hello?
Dr. J?
Hello?
Is this Dr. J?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's the Drew and Mike Show. We were hoping to get some information about the video billboard that you saw.
Oh, yeah, what about it?
Well, we didn't really know what was going on the billboard, and so we were hoping to catch a witness could tell us, because we weren't sure if it was just some lady in some state of undress or if there was some actual pornography going on.
I'm going to decline to comment on this new story.
Whoa.
What's the matter, Dr. J?
I appreciate it.
You were on TV, though.
Yeah, we saw you on television. That's how we got a hold of you.
Yeah, no, I know, but they started linking my name to the article, and I didn't want that to happen. I just wanted the video. I thought they were just doing a video, so...
Well, that's why I was referring to you as Dr. J, because I...
Yeah, we didn't want to give out your name.
Do people call you Dr. J?
Yeah, I have friends that call me Dr. J.
That's pretty
really?
Cool.
Can it. You dunk? Like the real Dr. J, the other Dr. J?
All right.
Oh, really?
Obviously, he was not a fan of Julius.
And I wanted to ask him if he could write scripts, and then if he said yeah, ask him what he thinks of PhDs. Can we call him back?
Yeah, I know,
Dr. J sounds like he wants nothing to do with it.
What's
he's getting linked with it?
I guess.
People think he did it. He's just a witness.
Years.
Come on, Dr. J.
Loosen up, Dr. J.
We're going to fire him from the hospital
losing,
for seeing
he must
porno.
Be losing patience.
We'll abide by Dr. J's wishes.
Was that a pun? Losing patience?
Yes.
Like literal?
It was.
Well, both literal.
It was.
I have to believe the billboard was really bad. The fact that he won't get into any details.
Can he write scripts, Brandon? I see you Googling.
Oh, yeah. He's a full-blown doctor.
Oh, okay.
I have a feeling Chucker would be more open to talking about it.
The Chucker.
The Chucker was a blast on the news. He was a passenger in the car, too.
Oh, he got to really look at it.
So, yeah, he could really look.
Well, he tweeted about it right away.
Did they pull over?
He's going,
Wait a minute. He's a...
Oh, don't give it out.
He still writes scripts.
Bleep it.
He still writes scripts. Our friends and original sponsor, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, have launched their Jeep Adventure Days. And you better believe it's as exciting as it sounds, because during Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days, you can finally get the brand new Jeep you've been yearning for, like a 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $166 a month. Or if you prefer the Mac Daddy, you can lease a new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $268 a month. And then our friends at Zot have one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, so that means lots of sweet Jeeps for you to choose from, including, we would never even deign to get through this commercial copy without talking about Dodge Ram! Dodge Ram! Ram trucks. Go lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month, and Zot has an ass ton of Rams to choose from also. So see details in our massive
inventory. I drive a Dodge Stratus!
At dealsinthed.com, and don't forget to go over to Holly and register for the dinner, because it's the last week if you want to have dinner with us. And Luke Nowacki, he is trying to help one of the many Americans who only spends 45 minutes a Jackson or fewer per year on their investments. And that sounds like a joke, but you know what? A lot of people do spend a Jackson or less.
45 minutes.
On their
investments. 45 minutes?
Yeah, for 45 minutes. About 45 minutes.
I never heard the extended play.
I hadn't heard that either. If you spend a Jackson or less on your investments in the course of a year, it's time for you to call Luke and get his team on the case, because you should have a financial plan. And if you have one, you should probably want to look it over with somebody who's got some expertise. Not only will they help you create a plan to help you reach your financial goals, but they will also be there to answer your financial questions as well. And these are tricky times. We've got a lot going on politically, which affects what happens with the marketplace. So don't panic, pull all your money out of the market at the bottom, for instance. There's many basic things that Luke would like to help you with. 248-663-4748, or email Luke at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Incorporated, Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, product services, reference here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Yeah, go see Luke and soon you'll be saying,
I'm a rich American with a big wiener.
Unless you're Canadian, I guess.
Okay, so much for the billboard.
They're never going to catch these guys, right?
I don't know.
They look like the guys in Steve Garagiola's story. They had hoods and glasses on.
You know what's funny? When they mention the two people in hoodies, they act like they're still wearing
hoodies. I don't know. Those hoodies are long gone.
They were upset because the night vision cameras didn't show the colors of the clothes that they were wearing.
They're not wearing the hoodies anymore. What's up with that?
Well, I guess they could fingerprint it, but if they haven't been fingerprinted before, are they going to find them?
Yeah, because you can see.
Guy has his iPhone in there, by the way. You can see the iPhone in the picture.
Yeah.
So we know that their iPhone is going to show that they're there, right?
Yeah, how are they going to get that?
Well, they've got to figure out who that is, which is the hard part.
Oh, no, once they find those guys, yeah. You know these two jokers have told other people that they did it.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
So there's going to be a narc.
Someone's going to say.
I was assuming this is a guy and a girl.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just assumed.
Which one do you think is a girl?
The short one.
The first one through? No way. That's a dude. That's just a dude.
That's a dude?
That's a short man.
Yeah. Okay. And then the guy behind him goes, there's a camera right there. Oh no, there's a camera.
Look at that response. By the way, is that a hoodie? That's not a hoodie, is it?
Yeah, it's a hoodie. They just have them
looks like a Breaking
scrunched
Bad
up
outfit.
Like Kenny from South Park.
Okay, so they're not wearing all one color.
I don't think so. They look young. They look like they're 18 to 22.
I so wish it was a Drew and Mike hoodie. Wouldn't that have been great?
That would have been cool.
that would have been all over the nation.
And he puts his hand on the camera. Wait, they don't have gloves on, or
no.
They do?
No.
They don't.
No.
So they're
taking
the
camera
the
with
place.
You, my man.
Okay. You know what drives me a little bit nuts with, you know, I mentioned the fact that his phone, you know, obviously they could determine if somebody's phone was in that building or not. I've seen multiple true crime stories lately, whether it's Dateline, ID, 48 Hours, where the police have subpoenaed all the phone records, and they say, yeah, hear the two cars together, and then she's dead, and this car drives away, and here's where her body is found. That's the last time she was known to have driven her car anywhere or traveled with her phone.
Yeah.
She's dead now. And then the defense has the expert witness who says, no, this phone was never there. Here's where this phone was. It was here. It got this far, but it didn't get that far.
Yeah, pinged off of this one, but not off this
right.
one. Yeah,
happens and so, all the time. Who are these expert witnesses who are telling us that the phone wasn't there? Because we know, first of all, we know where phones go.
Mm-hmm.
What is
everybody's
a juror
tracked,
supposed to do?
Everywhere now.
I know. So this, who are these expert witnesses? Because I could get up there and say, nope, the phone didn't get there. The phone's over here.
Our expert witness, Drew.
Well,
I'm
going for a drive with nobody tracking me except the apps on my phone.
I mean, we know that we can track phones,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So who are the expert witnesses telling us that the phone tracking doesn't work?
Someone who wants to make a paycheck by going up there and defending a murderer. I don't know. Because they worked for the phone company or something.
I guess I'm... Actually, the whole expert witness thing
it's all about sowing seeds of doubt.
Yeah, but it's fake. They're fake seeds. I mean, if somebody will give expert testimony just to say that something's fake and it doesn't matter if they're telling the truth, then I'll do it for less than these people do it.
I don't know.
I'm offering expert testimony. I will say the opposite of what the prosecution says every time if you'll pay me.
Probably make a good living out of it.
Probably so.
Yeah? So what's wrong with that?
So, interesting story today. This was kind of breaking on the Daily Mail. I don't know if the other media, maybe you can check this out.
Is this Hunter?
Yeah, Hunter Biden. Yeah. I don't know how big the media rounds on this are, but it was a story about Hunter Biden. The girl who says he impregnated her and she gave birth to his child a year ago, she says that he admitted paternity to her. She has been suing him for paternity. He is not paying her child support or providing help with health insurance or anything for this girl. And he says... he has not been properly served. She says she is demanding a DNA test, and his defense is she hasn't proven it's my baby, and I haven't been properly served. But anyway, within the story, which, you know, it sounds to me like it's probably his kid. I don't know. He seems to be a little sloppy with his lifestyle.
With everything.
And in fact, I didn't know this, but in the story they mentioned that Hunter Biden was named in the Ashley Madison breach in 2015. Did anybody know that?
No, I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
That seems about right, though.
And also, they said that a picture has been unearthed of Joe Biden golfing with Hunter Biden in 2014, along with another Burisma board member.
The president, right? The president of the company?
Devin Archer's his name?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so... I mean, that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
They never talked about anything.
That's what he said. They never
talked about golf.
And his word was accepted.
Yeah.
And then Hunter said that they did talk because he referenced what Joe said about it. So that was kind of weird. And then, I thought that was an interesting story.
When did Hunter Biden join Burisma?
2013. Yeah. And, you know, 2014, I think. Originally,
maybe this is the golf game that got him the board seat.
Yeah, I don't know what the dates are exactly.
I kind of wonder.
Because I read the other day that Hunter Biden served on the board for 2 years, making $50,000 a month.
Oh,
I had read previously that he served on the board from 2014 until just recently.
Can we get the minutes of every board meeting to see how much he really put forth?
Apparently,
someone call the Ukraine and ask him for
he
it.
He made a few appearances on behalf of Burisma.
He didn't do shit.
No, I know he didn't. He had no business getting the job, and that's why it just kills me every time they say, there's nothing wrong with this. It's been proven. It's been investigated.
Oh, like are you talking about Joe firing or helping get the prosecutor fired? Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, it's been adjudicated or it's been investigated.
Might not be illegal, certainly unethical.
Well, we know that Hunter Biden had no business.
Are you saying there's people on board member, people on that have board seats that probably shouldn't be on board?
Chelsea Clinton is another good example. She's
all
on the board of Expedia.
Yeah, it's horseshit.
Nepotism exists?
Everywhere.
Except that Joe Biden was the point person in Ukraine
yes.
for the Obama administration.
No, it smells
so
bad. It
really
looks bad.
Stinks. And Burisma was a corrupt company as well. And anyway, so on and so forth.
Ukraine has really thrown you for a loop the last couple of weeks.
I think it's thrown the whole country for a loop, to be honest. Although it was a perfect phone call.
Whatever that means. I don't think I've ever had a perfect phone call.
We had a perfect phone call yesterday with the hotel that had some convicts. That was a perfect phone call.
She lied to us. We had to bust her.
I've never heard of a perfect phone call
before. No one has ever described a phone call as perfect.
It's funny how many times he said that, too. And then...
He really follows the Mike Clark rule. If you say something enough,
he does.
It becomes true.
I know. It's
because he hammers home the same three or four points.
The Biden campaign, by the way, asked news outlets to stop booking Rudy Giuliani. And the first thing I thought of was, shouldn't Trump be asking the news outlets not to book Rudy Giuliani?
Frankly, no one should be asking him.
No. I just don't think Rudy Giuliani is really helping Trump at this point, but that's neither here nor there. I didn't know that campaigns asked people to stop booking people. That seemed like a weird request, but I don't know. He hasn't done
anything wrong.
I doubt anyone would follow anyone's wishes in that regard.
No,
because
they shouldn't.
Rudy Giuliani is automatic news if you book him.
Yeah, you don't know what he's going to say.
Oh, you know what I forgot to mention? The woman that says she had Hunter Biden's baby that he refuses to pay child support for. She's very hot.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 26. 28. 28. 26 when he impregnated her, allegedly.
So he's 20 years older than her?
Yes. Hey. He's 20 years older than his new wife that he only knew for 3 weeks.
There you go, Hunter.
And he was still on Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
Hey. Wasn't enough for him.
He was on Ashley Madison, though, when he was married.
Mary,
talking to robots.
Before Bo died and he started nailing the widow.
Wasn't it like 92% of all the females on Ashley Madison were robots?
Robots,
they were all fake.
Yeah. He was beating off to a robot.
Did anyone have any success on Ashley Madison?
No one has ever had success on Ashley Madison.
Nobody got laid on Ashley Madison?
It never happened.
You set up a date with this person and met him at a certain place?
Yeah, you'd meet another married person. If you're married and you wanted to...
How could it be fake? I mean,
there's no married women signed up.
Yeah, women didn't want to be on it. It was all guys. It was a big...
What was
the guy's name? Noel?
Website.
What was that, Hawk? How many?
Nine.
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 Not bad.
No, you didn't, Hawk.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah.
Ashley Madison, it seemed like they advertised like crazy.
All the time.
And there were obviously a zillion... You know, it was like a sausage fest on there. It was tons of dudes, but no chicks.
That's kind of the genius behind it, because no guys could ever cross-reference if their friend or somebody else got laid.
And I thought when they outed all the people on there, when that happened, that breach, I thought they basically acknowledged it. There are no women on here.
Yeah. No, I know. They did. That's what Brandon was saying.
So... Was anybody in our audience on Ashley Madison? Has anyone ever gotten laid on Ashley Madison?
Tons of people.
Curious.
Not.
Those other losers didn't know how to sweet talk bitches.
You seem to have very little reaction to our new favorite drop from today.
Not.
That's how Juice ended his rant on his newest Twitter post.
Well, he's always up to date with the latest references. And
I'm just saying. John Gruen's going to fix Vontaze Burfict.
Not.
that's what it was.
He's going to fix what?
A piece of shit. Vontaze. Is it Vontaze?
Yeah, Vontaze Burfict, the Raider who had headhunting.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Not.
Well, this is the Juice cracking himself up. There's probably 50 people around him. Nobody laughed.
So what's going on with millennials that they are defrauded more than any other age group? Brandon?
What?
Yes.
I thought the elderly would be defrauded.
No, the elderly always lead the league in being defrauded. Always. Until the millennials came along.
Well, what does it mean by defrauded?
Online
student loans?
Online shopping frauds? No. business imposter fraud? Government imposter fraud? Fake check scams, which I thought... I'm surprised. That has been out there so long. I never want to make fun of people who are defrauded because it can happen to anybody, but I just didn't think that one would stay alive much longer.
Isn't that one usually tied into an email? It's like, hey, we'll wrap your car and ad for Pepsi and we'll send you all this money. And
that's one of them.
So I think they want the cool. That's kind of they're taking advantage of the influencer aspect.
Pepsi.
Well, it's always – here's what I don't understand about the fake check scam.
It's an experience to be defrauded.
And maybe someone will email me and explain it. Drew@drewandmikepodcast.com. You can email all of us, any of us, any or all of us, at drewandmikepodcast.com. Just put Brandon on the front or Mark or Trudy or whatever.
Okay.
But the fake check scam is they go, yeah, you want to go to work for us, and here's your first check for $2,000. You just got to send us, $495 for the prep kit or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you put the $2,000 check in your account, and they go, yeah, cleared.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a big scam.
Yeah, but you sent your $500 before that check clears or get bounces.
How long does it take to find out a check cleared before you send your $495? Wouldn't you make sure it cleared first?
Hell yeah.
Millennials don't, I guess. I don't know. Brandon?
They're very impatient.
I got the impression that the checks did clear, but then they uncleared or something, or they, in the end, they weren't good.
Hmm. Well, you
I
know.
I don't know, because I don't understand how the scam even works.
You put a check in, and some of it you can use until the whole thing's cleared. So maybe they see that, oh, I got, enough. I don't know. We need to talk to a banker.
It's going to take 6 or 7 business days to clear. Does that make sense?
Okay.
He knows. I mean, R. Kelly's never been defrauded.
I want to start a new account, and that's the way it is.
And then the number five.
I think the idea is they're so trusting, they send that money before they even deposit
the check. They're impatient. Aren't they impatient?
Why would you be in a hurry to send them the money?
Because you're getting that kit that is never going to
I think that the millennials are only at the top of the list for these scams because millennials are probably the most likely to be given these scams. You know what I mean?
There's more of you. Yeah. And that's part of it, too.
There's more of you and more online, for sure.
The number five scam, which I would have thought would be number one, is romance scam.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
All those.
They don't care about romance.
Well, I mean, you got so much catfishing going on, and a lot of men end up asking for money.
Are you surprised?
Catfish!
Are you surprised people still get catfished?
Yes, I am. I'm surprised. I would think the TV show would be over because they would have run out of people.
It kind of is, but yeah.
No, it really isn't.
It's a big scam.
Yeah, that's why they moved over to ghosting, which is a stupid, stupid premise.
I agree.
Yeah. They don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah,
it's not as good a show. It isn't. Catfish, they still, what they seem to focus on now are people in small towns.
Yeah.
Who are getting ghosted by people, or not ghosted, getting catfished by people. And I think they're just not as aware because they're in a small town.
Speaking of scams and catfishing, I know we talked a little bit about the Amazing Jonathan documentary. Did you watch the whole thing?
I have not watched it. Is it on Amazon?
It's on Hulu.
Oh, it's on Hulu. Okay.
It's really good.
I heard it was fantastic.
What do you know about it?
I just know that he was given 1 year to live,
yeah.
And he's lived 5, and he does meth.
Okay. Yeah, it takes a spin right in the middle.
Oh.
What's it called again?
The Amazing Jonathan. It's a documentary
I wanted to see it. I completely forgot about it. I just started watching the Buzz Bissinger documentary.
How far did you make it?
Far enough to get freaked out. It was really wild.
So weird.
I know. First of all, at the beginning of the documentary, he's a great writer. He wrote Friday Night Lights.
That's his best known
and
thing.
And he wrote some other stuff. And he's writing a book on Caitlyn Jenner.
It's Caitlyn's book that he's really, that's the other thing too. They're writing that book together, but it really seems like Buzz is doing all the writing.
Yes.
And that's, I guess, how all celebrity books are.
I want to know how this story ends.
So, first of all, it was interesting to see him talking to Booby Miles, the guy, the star running back from Friday Night Lights, who got injured. And of course, everyone just pushed him through, kind of like watching AB spell on Twitter and some of these places where you go, wait, this guy went to college for 3 years and this is how he spells?
Yeah.
Booby Miles has no skills whatsoever. In fact, I think they flunked him out after he got injured.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. Oh, man, you're so good. You got an A. You got an 80. You got a 90. Well, how about that? And then the minute he can't play, it's like, oh, Booby, you flunked. Man, what's going on? Is something wrong?
You didn't have enough time to
study.
Something
wrong at home?
Yeah.
So, he flunks out, and he's in prison now for selling drugs.
Booby's in prison?
Yeah.
Yeah, Booby's in prison.
Yeah.
Damn. I thought at the end of the movie they said he was a truck driver.
The big dude.
Yeah, I think they did at the end of the movie, but then that didn't work out so well.
Do you want to watch Buzz go shopping?
That didn't work out so well.
So the twist in this Buzz Bissinger documentary is that Caitlyn Jenner's really opened the doors for him to explore sexuality.
Yeah, Buzz liked cross-dressing.
Cross-dressing, S&M. So he starts talking about it, and he goes shopping at a store.
We have a lot in common.
There's Caitlin.
That's good.
Yeah.
Bruce.
It's actually an interesting documentary in parts. It's a little too weird.
Well, he's talking to his kid about cross-dressing.
I purchased my first pair of leather pants here. I was thinking about it.
Is that the Leather Man?
93 or 94. That's kind of a nice...
I'd rather sleep with Bruce.
I bought this last time I was here. It's fucking great. I never wear it.
It's a leather jacket.
It's great. I want to see what size this is.
The music creeps me out, too.
Why is Buzz trying to wear all this leather?
Because it makes him feel sexy.
He looked like
says.
A member of the fucking SS, but that's all right.
Which?
I bought stuff like this. I don't know if I bought stuff like that.
You bought stuff like that.
All these.
Wait, the thing with the giant C-ring?
Yeah.
It's all deprivation. I mean, you know, you're a slave, so you can't. You breathe, but your mouth isn't closed. Your breathing's going to be hard. It's through the. It's cool. I mean, I get off on it.
Leather face mask.
Gets off on.
We'll go downstairs.
Ooh, downstairs, you know, that's where all the good stuff is.
That's where the mailbox is.
Soft. That's much harder. That's kind of
whips.
Hurt. This is neoprene, but you know,
you should be selling this stuff, not
buying
it. I
didn't wear such leather until I was divorced for the second time. Which
that's what the
been,
gimp was wearing.
I don't know, 92, 93. So how old would I have been, 40? I bought a leather jacket with a dominatrix that I was...
Look at that crazy outfit, Drew. Could you pull that off?
Well, he liked having somebody beat the crap out of him.
I was at the Enquirer in the mid-80s. I answered an ad somewhere. I went to New York and, you know, and saw some dominatrix in the last hour. And I just did it once. But then when I was breaking up from my second marriage, I done it pretty heavily.
Yeah, you went nuts.
I've had that. I bought. I don't know why I'm telling you all this. I had that. I bought that here.
These are sounding devices.
What does that mean?
They go into your cock.
What?
Yeah, these are standard cock rings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's totally normal.
Just put them around your cock. You can wear them like that.
Yeah, totally normal. This whole store is totally normal.
I don't know what that is. Looks like fun, though.
No, it does not
look
like fun.
No, I don't think it looks like fun.
I don't know where it opens. I don't know, up from the top.
Ooh, a cage. I think he's interested in the cage.
Why in the cage? So your master or dominatrix lets you out.
What?
They show some later on with him and his dominatrix.
So what Master Bob was
if
into.
If you want to deconstruct S&M, it's difficult.
That's his wife.
Because I get it. I get it as in terms of power. The power equation in a sexual relationship
they don't
is
have sex
always
anymore, him and his wife.
At the forefront, I think. So that the shifting in power and the heightening of
it's
power.
It's a weird.
I want to know how this story ends.
It's kind of bizarre.
What's this one called?
Buzz.
Buzz.
Yeah, I was got pretty
he's
heavy.
An interesting character, mainly because I like his writing. But
see, Bruce, what's Bruce saying to him?
This is not Bruce fucking Jenner. It's Caitlin, and she's a fucking stunning woman.
Wait, what's that? Is this the other part I was looking for? Shit.
Yeah, the wife was freaking me out, too.
Try this.
And not be aware
that
something was afoot. And every closet was full to the brim of carcasses.
Of what?
I don't know why he said carcasses.
This is great.
Leathery. This is amazing.
Is that jacket really that great?
It's akin to
tighter than dick skin, but
you know, finding you know your dad's Playboy, only you would find you know a leather G-string.
The entire house, every closet, that was not claimed by me, as like my little closet with my few rags, was filled to overflowing with his leather goods. I mean, you open it. Clearly, I mean,
just leather everywhere.
Truly, you would open up a drawer in a, you know, like in a sideboard in the fucking dining room and be filled with leather gloves.
So weird.
My mother wore leather gloves, and, you know, I would go in later in life and put them on and wear them. But there was an S&M fixation. These were, you know, you love your mother and you hate your mother and you fear your mother. And obviously, the leather became very powerful. You know,
outfit is ridiculous. Look at this.
Why
outfit.
Was he wearing sunglasses in the store?
Can you pull this off?
Put them on.
These 6-inch high heel studded boots that he's wearing.
I don't know.
Did you pull that off, Brandon?
Does he think he's going to get some S&M action out of this documentary?
Six, I think.
Jacket's 600
People
bucks.
Think he's wealthy.
This part.
He thinks he's wealthy. He goes out and spends money. He's not that well. I mean, look, relatively, yeah, we've got enough money for the rest of our lives, but not if you spend money the way he spends it.
that boot is $2,000.
What? Okay. I've had enough of
find out how much he's going to spend here. Wait.
I'm about to make a charge of somewhere around $20,000, and I wanted to let you know. So
bet $20,000 on some stupid leather outfits.
My brother said.
That's it.
You do you ever know. Worry that?
It's weird.
Oh, man.
But the Amazing Jonathan documentary is fantastic.
I think I like Buzz better.
Really?
Well, it's very interesting.
You think you might be into that, man?
No, I'm definitely not into
that. Sure?
I'm positive.
I'd rather sleep with Bruce.
I'm so not into it.
Go to the leather store like Buzz.
I still get shook up when I watch Pulp Fiction.
Oh, I know. That is freaky.
Turned you on?
No, I get shook up. Oh. No, Mark, you misunderstood me.
Do we have a boner line today, Brandon?
Hey, we do.
We do?
Yeah.
Boner line is 209-66-BONER. Is it a series of complaints?
There's a couple in there. There's also some stuff. We haven't had a boner line since the whole Aaron Carter thing, so there's some Rick and Aaron in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why don't we check out the boner line?
Let's do it.
Drew, Mark, Trudy, Matt, Brandon.
Drew's boner line.
You taking another night off because of your triple threat trio bullshit.
How was your vacation?
You need to do your job. Messing around with this group of goofballs.
Hey, put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
Here you clowns go again about the paying college football players. I don't know what the fuck you guys don't get. Why the hell they deserve to be paid. If you fucking don't like it, don't play fucking college football. Jesus Christ.
All right, audio separated at first. The very beginning of the TMZ theme song. And the Antonio Brown fart.
Hey, Brandon, you better keep letting them farts rip, man. It just pets up everyone's day.
I like the smell of your farts. They turn me on.
Brandon, keep farting. I would hate to see you get a stomach ache because people on the boner line are complaining about your farts. So please keep them coming.
The Chamber of Farts.
Hey, guys. I think you should go back to the 16-year-old activist and listen to your comments on here because you all sound incredibly ignorant, and it's unfortunate.
How dare you?
Drew, making fun of a 16-year-old is because you can't argue with her message. Like, you're dumber than her. You're really stupid.
We will never forgive you.
Thanks for showing the video of the guy in the locker room of the Bears.
Bears are going to kick some ass. Yay!
With his big dangling. I can totally see why they call him Kyle Long.
The righteous gemstone drops are priceless.
Yes, bitch, I heard you. I'm pretending like I didn't.
I was listening to your party line call with Aaron Carter and Righteous Rick and Charlie from TMZ.
Nice.
And I love how you guys are so blinded by your love for Charlie that when you told her that you had to get moving on, she pulled the old, no, wait, I had to go first move, and you guys just fell apart hook, line, and sinker. So sad.
Sad.
If Bagel Boss and Screech were able to conceive a child together, and that child grew up to be an asshole, it would be Righteous Rick.
That baby's ugly.
So this whole thing starts with Righteous Rick trying to extort some washed-up D-list celebrity. Through the process of extortion, they managed to bond over their own similar troubled pasts, and now they're friends. Aaron Carter is saying that multiple times that he's sober for 2 years after taking huge bong rips on the phone. He's making threats on behalf of his mom, and he's claiming to be a lion and Maximus from Gladiator. And to top it all off, he drives 67 miles to buy 5 pounds of beef. Do you want a guy who can't back down from an argument and who drives 67 miles to buy beef owning an AR-15?
Yeah? So what's wrong with that?
I am totally on board with the Tom Mazzaway School of Debate. Step one, make a crazy assertion.
Yeah.
Step two, offer zero factual support for said assertion.
Shit, yeah.
But don't back down.
Not giving in.
And step three, when confronted with overwhelming evidence, simply say, "And what can I tell you?"
Next.
You guys are the nicest people on radio that Tom Mazzaway has ever worked for. Because you're the only people that, no matter how annoyed or frustrated you get by him, you don't yell at him. Think about this. You got Valenti screaming at him to shut up live on the air. We know the Beckman and Brandstander stories. There's that producer who screamed at Tom for meandering his way into a live studio one day. And he hasn't even told us any Hellbound stories. We know those have to exist. Mm-hmm. So, Tom, why don't you put down your phone for a minute and appreciate the work environment you're in now.
You butt out.
See ya.
Keep it stiff.
Keep it stiff.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Go outside, nerd. Get out. Go.
Oh, where to start? First,
I heard David Hall in there for a second. I thought he was defending Brandon's farts.
Oh, maybe.
The guy sounded definitely like David Hall.
Okay, Greta, apparently there are people that really don't think there's anything at all wrong with Greta Thunberg.
Well, How dare you?
The guy was mad at us not agreeing with the message. We agree with the message.
No, I don't disagree with her message either.
It's the messenger.
I don't. But I don't know why you would want a 16-year-old to be obsessed with climate change instead of being a 16-year-old. She sounds unhealthy, angry, upset. And I understand if she's upset about the environment.
Yeah.
Does she say the planet's going to end in 12 years?
Did you see The Simpsons predicted her too, by the way?
Yes,
did you see
I
that
did.
Clip? That was I really did. Funny. It was Lisa Simpson about 50 years from now.
And I don't need a 16-year-old lecturing me. I don't know why world leaders liked it so much. And
is it good for the message when she's that divisive?
No, I don't think she is good for the message. I don't think a kid there's not an adult in the entire world who can carry the message that climate change. There's tons of people screaming about climate change. She's not the only one.
She had a whole team with her. I mean, let's not forget she's extremely wealthy. Her parents are wealthy. And sure, she came all the way over here in a boat because it saved on her carbon emissions while the rest of her team took two jets to come over here. So I don't know.
Are there really no world leaders concerned about climate change? Really? That's not true.
Well, yeah. Well, they're not doing seriously. Anything, apparently. Very little.
You're failing us.
The UK has promised to be, renewable energy by 2050.
Well, all the people who want to do all the things that Greta Thunberg wants to do, and I don't even know what those things are, but I do support her message. I absolutely do. Are all these people...
There are adults talking about it, but they're all scientists, and all they're ever met with is...
Go outside, nerd. Get out. Go.
It's really strange to be in a period where people don't believe in science anymore.
It's really upsetting.
I think it has to do a lot with conspiracy theories and the internet people finding each other. I don't think there's really that many people.
Sure.
If you look at the anti-vax movement, how many people are not vaccinating their kids? It's a small percentage.
But it's way more than it ever used to be.
Yes.
Oh, I think when I was a kid, I don't think anyone didn't vaccinate their kid. I really don't.
We used to get like 7-8 shots. Now they're giving them like 20-something shots. It's different.
Well,
what are you, an anti-vaxxer?
I'm just saying it's a big difference. No, my kids are vaccinated.
Oh, I don't care. Shoot them up with as many vaccinations as possible.
I think the point is you either believe in science or you don't.
Yeah.
And I think
scientists and people that you know study stuff for their whole life.
But the drug companies, obviously, as you know, rule the roost.
Has science ever kissed a woman or won the Super Bowl or put a man on the moon?
They're making a ton of money off of vaccines. Is that what you're saying?
They're making a ton of money off of everything that we take.
I'm talking about vaccines, though, because it's not true.
So you think that they would make children take vaccines that they don't need that could hurt them badly because they want to make money?
Maybe because later on in life, those kids will have to depend on their drugs that they need.
Sounds like a conspiracy theory to me.
Vaccines?
Maybe the more vaccines they give them. Maybe later in their lives.
They need more medical care?
They need more medical care.
Because, in other words, instead of a vaccine, it's something that's planting an ailment in them.
It could be, yeah.
Meanwhile, if you don't get the vaccine,
when we take a flu shot, we're getting the flu, right? They're shooting in the flu.
Who do you believe? The Center for Disease Control? Who is more credible to you? The Center for Disease? Do you believe the Center for Disease Control is more concerned about children or Jenny McCarthy? And who is more credible?
Well, come on, man.
And wouldn't those drug companies make more money if they didn't get vaccinated because you'd end up getting the measles or the mumps and then having to need medicine?
That's true. That is true. If you brought measles and mumps back, it would make a lot of money for somebody.
It's a huge economic problem when there's outbreaks.
My cousin is a pharmacist, and he doesn't trust the medical field. He doesn't trust.
He's an anti-vaxxer?
He could be.
Well, either he is or he isn't.
He is.
He's an anti-vaxxer?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Thank God he's not a doctor.
But most people want their kids around vaccinated kids so they don't get the things anti-vaccinated kids are getting. Because we have brought back things that we had extinguished, like measles or chicken pox. Wait, what was it? It was a measles outbreak this year, wasn't
measles.
It? Yeah. So, and if all those kids were vaccinated, we had extinguished measles.
But, you know, religion.
I mean, I feel
but there's also religion, Drew.
Wait, we're arguing about science. I can't believe this is happening.
Well, and religion, you know. That's more important than science.
Here's what I heard. Blah, blah, blah. Science, science, science.
Well, whatever.
I'm just telling you, there's good and bad and everything. Both sides have.
The science has been crystal clear.
Not with vaccine.
Both sides have a good argument.
No, they don't.
I don't agree.
No, they don't.
I thoroughly disagree. I don't think the anti-vaxxers have a good argument. It's been debunked. It's all based on the medical work of one. Wasn't it one study
in the Lancet? It was debunked. So decredited. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been completely debunked. I think the guy's even admitted it, hasn't he?
He did, but now he's back on the anti-vax bandwagon because he can make a lot of money doing it.
But what can you do? Medicine's not a science.
Well. I mean, what if kids start getting polio again?
Let me know when you want to talk to him, and I'll ask him if he wants to come on.
I don't really want to talk to him.
Just let me know.
Because he
knows a hell of a lot more than me.
I'm immovable on this subject. I believe in science, and I believe in vaccinating kids.
Amen. Science! Why do we get 8 vaccinations when we were kids, and now they're getting like 20?
Because we know more than we knew then.
Yeah.
I mean, 50 years have gone by.
And most of them,
think we'd know
some
more?
Of them are done over a period of time, too. Maybe they were given in one shot.
Yeah, before. Yeah. Instead, because like my daughter here, she's been getting her shots. You know, she's only 11 months old now. But some of the shots are actually continuations. Like she had the first shot, and the second shot was actually the same thing. It's just part two. So those 20 shots are actually, you know, they're expanded.
A lot of times they're giving it all mostly at once to the kids that are born, if the parent doesn't speak up.
I see.
I didn't speak up, and they didn't do that to me.
Okay.
Either of them, five years ago.
I don't know as much as other people. I'm just thinking both sides have a good argument.
Are you saying you don't trust doctors? That doctors are not out for your children? They're out to make the drug companies money?
I'm saying that there are probably quite a number of doctors that are plenty happy to get money from drug companies.
For vaccines.
So they're paying them off to give vaccines they don't need?
I don't know, Drew. I don't know.
This sounds like the argument that guy described on the boner line.
But that's even worse.
Like I said, I don't know.
That's even worse than you're just believing him. You're just choosing to believe.
I'm not going to argue with you. I can't argue with you.
So Tom's
not up to
Tom's anti-vaxxer. That's all we need to know.
My kids have all their vaccines.
Your grandkids going to get vaccines?
Pardon?
Your grandkids going to get vaccines?
Of course. Of course.
Would you support your kids if they said, these vaccines are crazy, these are drug company created to make money?
We would try to talk them into doing what the right thing to do is.
Then why are you saying that there's equal?
I didn't say there's equal. I said there's good arguments on both sides. I'm pretty sure I said that.
How good is the argument on the anti-vax side?
I don't know. Why don't you get my cousin?
You know they're giving kids vaccines everywhere that eat their freaking cerebral cortex.
I'd love to hear them.
He
might not go on.
I watched an entire Oprah show where Jenny McCarthy explained that kids are getting autism from vaccinations.
This is Oprah's minge.
And I believe, does Jenny McCarthy still declare that? Is she still
anti-vaccine? I think she's backed off of it.
Yeah, she's kind of trying to distance herself from that.
Now, why is that?
Because of the flack. And now every time she shows up anywhere.
Because her kid's not autistic anymore either.
She gets hammered by people who are very upset about her being, pushing these anti-vax views.
Plus her kid's not autistic anymore.
Well, it's kind of disconcerting, too, when things come back that were completely extinguished and new kids have to worry about getting the measles.
And it might just be that the spectrum is a little larger now for autism, or maybe there's different diagnoses. But no, it's got to be a cause and effect.
Well, but the main study was debunked. That's the main point. It's disturbing to me. Anyway, back to Greta Thunberg. Nobody.
Speaking of the spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah,
spectrum.
Absolutely.
She has Asperger's.
And OCD.
And honestly, in my opinion, you have one choice. At least I have one choice. I thought she was a pretty newsworthy item. Not because she believes in climate change, because I think most people believe in climate change. I don't think she's breaking any news there. Except that she's 16 and she's yelling at world leaders. That, to me, is what's newsy, is you have a 16-year-old who has given up all. She says she has no childhood. She's lost her childhood.
She had to be nursed back bedside by her father from the age 11 from her deep depression because of climate change.
I should be back in school.
And yet she's going, and then she's still going through with it.
She sounds like she's complaining about it. And I don't think she's the person that we need. I don't think we need a 16-year-old to tell us that climate change. I know that. And I didn't think her message was well received because she's lecturing. I mean, don't those people know about climate change? Wouldn't 99% of the people at that meeting fully understand climate change?
She's the push they need.
Okay.
Like I said before, the governments aren't going to do anything about it. Go talk to the industries then.
Never convince any company in China to stop cranking smog into their atmosphere. She will never convince them.
Well, they're in the Paris Accord.
Oh, yeah. There are no pollution in China. Well,
I think what they'll realize is there's a lot of money in renewables eventually. It's a big investment at first.
Anyway,
the science has been crystal clear.
I mean, we can all agree that her drops are fantastic, right?
Her drops are great. I think they are. I think most people found her demeanor extremely annoying. But I think a lot of people like getting lectured. And they think
that, dare you?
They think that people need her to tell them about climate change because they don't believe in it.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I personally don't think there's really you need a 16-year-old to tell you about climate change. And to miss school and to miss her childhood. And I honestly, this is the part that really bothers me. I don't really want her family bankrupted in her case against the five countries.
It's jokes.
I don't really want a dream team that was in humor. I don't really want Trump clapping back at her. But those are drops. This is a show. It's entertainment.
Change is coming whether you like it or not.
And the choice was either to have fun with it or not deal with it at all. Because I was not going to give it reverence to say, thank God this child has given up her childhood to lecture us about something we already know.
How dare you?
It's like nothing can be looked at with any nuance anymore. Or God forbid, should you be able to poke fun at something. And I think a new example is the Joker movie. Like, we can't even have a movie now without people flipping out about it.
I thought it was a bad idea to even bring up the fact that this shooting occurred at this theater.
No shit.
It was a coincidence that this nutcase chose that movie. It has nothing to do with a new movie.
And you know what? It's a movie.
Yeah. There was no common sense attached to what he did.
No.
And to say that the new movie should beware of it
is ridiculous. Frankly, that's been 2 years since the Vegas shooting, the biggest mass shooting in this country's history. You know, no more country music because it happened at a country music festival then.
Exactly.
Or maybe we need extra security because at a country music, or Vegas needs to be shut down. Or no more schools now.
No more hotels either.
Yeah, no, it's kind of ludicrous.
Is it 2 years?
2 years to the day, October 1st.
No more hotels. We'll just do all Airbnbs.
Bed to be shared with owners. Shitter down hall. Email FReynolds@warthog-orgyfart.edu.
Go there.
The Holiday Inn.
I just want to thank you for fitting that drop in.
So the, you know, speaking of things to be upset about, and there are many, the Super Bowl halftime is apparently got a lot of people angry again.
Wait, no, this is a good thing. It was diversity.
No, there's no rap.
I heard J-Lo talking about all the diversity.
Florida people.
No, Luther Campbell was not invited.
Oh, well, because he's Mr. Miami, I guess.
He should have been asked. One asked Kaepernick either. Has anyone gotten Colin Kaepernick's permission? Are we aware of anyone? J-Lo talked to Kaepernick?
Shakira
talked to Kaepernick?
I'm not sure.
Now that I think about it, the worst thing is, why isn't Pitbull the halftime?
That's it.
He's going to be part of it.
Oh, okay. Never mind. It's perfect.
Really?
It's perfect then.
Yeah, but Stubbs is going to go nuts.
Yeah, well, hopefully the Eagles will be in it, so he has to watch it. Oh, no, he likes the Eagles. That's right.
But what if Vinny sees people dancing to Pitbull and he's triggered? Because if you remember, he and his girlfriend, their big fight was over.
Pitbull.
She was dancing to Pitbull, and she wanted him to dance, and he was livid that she was dancing to Pitbull.
That's what happened?
Should we call him to
that
get
was
to
one
to
of the fights.
Wow. Yeah, we haven't
what
talked
is Vinny up to?
We have not talked to Vinny in so long.
Does he have a girlfriend?
His girlfriend, Erin, back in the day.
I have no idea.
Was it Erin?
Erin.
She was cute.
Yeah, she was.
Wait, it's J-Lo. Isn't there someone else with her, too?
Shakira.
Yeah.
Two people.
Hey, where are all the white men?
I haven't seen Shakira in a long time.
There's no white men. That's not part of diversity. Except for the coach.
Tom Petty.
Except for most
the owners are white.
Exactly. Shakira, that'll be fun.
It'll be a lot of shaking.
Well, it's Miami. It should be.
One of the best places to watch a Super Bowl.
I keep hearing that until Colin Kaepernick is on a roster, that nothing is good enough.
I got news for you. He could be on a roster and nothing would be good enough. It doesn't matter, Drew. There'll be something else.
And I have no idea how halftime got all caught up with Colin Kaepernick. That's still, I don't understand it. Because if the players are so adamant that this is a blackballing or whatever you want to call it, then why don't they skip playing in it? Why don't just not play? Mm-hmm. Then there's no Super Bowl. Then they have to do something.
Don't give them any ideas.
Well, like the guy in the boner line said, you don't have to play.
You don't have to play?
He was saying that about paying college athletes. They don't have to play.
Well, California just passed the law that players can market their likenesses.
The dam is broken. It's over.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a
national law soon.
There are multiple states who are going to pass that
same law. So what happens then, Mark? Tell me. Everyone go ahead, because I don't understand.
Well, this is the NCAA challenge.
Yeah,
How do you tell
someone they're not entitled to use their likeness?
They can't.
How can you do that?
If anything, the NCAA should just accept this because it's, you know, the other step would be just paying them outright a salary. I mean, this is just likeness outside.
Well, they're going to be sued, I would imagine, by a lot of people who probably could have sold their likeness. I do think so.
For the time being, how do they
Jackson's going to make money out of this.
How they separate California from the rest? I mean, does this mean that all the big recruits are going to go to California now?
No, yeah. I think all the other states will adopt it
because of California.
It'll be like medical marijuana. Yep. It'll hopefully be faster.
The dam is broken. Yeah.
Yeah. And I really don't understand why someone thinks that you this whole idea that athletes can't work, they can't do anything to make money.
I know.
Okay, who's getting paid then?
What do you mean?
How do they get paid?
Anyone who can sell their likeness.
But he wants to
pay. If you can sell your likeness, would you sell it? Don't even say no. Don't even try to say no.
I'm going
to
make sure that y'all going
to
get paid.
If Will Ferrell wants to pay $50 million for some kid's autograph to go to USC, then he can do it.
I see.
Right?
Well, that's a little different, I think. I mean, if Johnny he could Manziel, always leave. He could Johnny Manziel transfer. Is a great example because
Johnny Manziel's a realistic example.
He had a lot of value. His likeness had a lot of value. He signed autographs. He made a bunch of money signing autographs. That's why he missed a half of a game, wasn't it?
Yeah, half a game. A whole half a game.
He kind of knew he probably was going to flop. He needed the money.
Yeah. I honestly, I don't know how it will take place. I don't know how many people. I would think there's some Michigan guys who would be in great demand in Ann Arbor or Detroit.
So the computer games, if they have their name on it, are they getting paid?
Yeah.
Dude, I can't wait for that.
They should. Why shouldn't they have been paid? Why should these game companies make all this effing money and they're using the players?
It's a rule made by the NCAA. That was never a law. It's just a rule.
Who is the NCAA to say?
Exactly.
And by the way, the NCAA who used to say things like, we don't want kids traveling. We don't want kids playing. Now, no. If there's money, take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Student athletes.
And that's where... because I felt for a long time, when you get a scholarship, and what's more than well, first of all, they're not going to college to get scholarships. That's not. They're going to play football. Well, they're going to play basketball, and that's not going to change unless you want to see a bunch.
You know what? Here's the other point I heard. Was it Billis making it? Not every college athlete even gets a scholarship.
No, that's a fact.
So stop acting like they get paid through a scholarship, but they do get training tables and stuff like that. But it's such a small pittance. And he brought up the fact. Well, if everybody has to be equal, when is playing time going to be mandated?
They're not equal. They're not all equal.
It's ludicrous.
Their likenesses aren't equal.
I don't know why people think that.
I heard a conversation today, and I really want to start swinging. I just want to start swinging at people. I was so pissed because somebody was saying, the field hockey players, how are they going to get paid?
They don't.
No, why would they get paid? There's no demand to watch them play. People don't buy tickets to see field hockey players.
They'll get a scholarship. They'll allow scholarships. There's also the thing, if they start paying these players, they'll go to the best programs, and the same programs will be in the playoffs. It's like,
they are already?
Like right now, yeah. Uh-huh. And then did you see Darren Revelle's tweet?
No, I did not.
I'm not arguing for or against college athlete endorsements, but here's what comes with it. Number one, the end of the NCAA, which, okay, cool. I don't care either way, but as if they're just going to say, oh, you know what? Players getting paid? We're out of here, even though we're making a shitload of money on TV deals. Okay, number two, he says, fewer rules, more cheating. It's like, this cheating's already going on anyway when they're with bag men. And then three, complete professionalization of college sports. Players won't be tied to academics.
They made it a profession. They made it a profession by putting all the games on TV, by taking billions of dollars.
They likely won't need to go to class.
Well, look at Antonio Brown's text messages and tell me this is about student athletes. Now, when it comes to swimming and gymnastics and lacrosse and certain sports, yeah, they go to school. Probably most of those people do go to school to go to school because they're not going to go beyond playing college field hockey or lacrosse or whatever. That's not going to change those sports much. They never were revenue sports.
No, and those will still exist because Title IX isn't equal pay. It's equal opportunity. So those will still exist. Everything will still exist. The money will still be coming in. Most of the dark money will be brought into light.
It's going to be the NCAA. It's funny, I love this whole argument too. That how are they going to figure out how to pay people? Well, gee,
do
every
it.
These giant Amazon figures out how to pay people.
No,
you mean tell me you can't figure out how to play a college football team that draws 113,000 people paying $100 bucks a ticket, and you can't figure out how would we distribute it?
I think there might be some overhead in those athletic departments.
The reason they love saying that is because they've got all these jobs because they have to spend all the money. They've got directors of facilities. They've got directors of this, directors of that. They've got people going out, kissing boosters' asses, making money.
They'll have to be run like a real business.
Yeah, right.
I've loved sports all of my life.
In a real business, you pay your employees. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys are getting CTE.
How much are they
from
making?
Playing college football?
How much can they make? You think
players?
Yeah.
Well,
What is the NFL's revenue versus NCAA football? How much difference is there? I wonder what the difference is. Didn't football make?
Well, we can find that out.
Michigan made $182 million last year, wasn't it?
In their athletic department, yeah. They spent it, too, because, non-profit.
But how much is it football? It's got to be, 60%
football? Basketball.
That's all football and basketball.
NFL looks like $8.2 billion in league-wide revenue.
$8.2 billion?
So what does each franchise get?
I guess you would divide that by 32 franchises. The NCAA football revenue.
Don't forget the league office gets a cut because,
Oh, yeah.
The NCAA.
Goodell makes what, $30
million? Yes.
Are nearly $3.5 billion in athletic scholarships alone. But that's not revenue. What am I saying?
I mean revenue earned from the games and tickets and the TV rights. I mean, it's billions. Yeah. It's billions of dollars.
Well, the NCAA alone makes a billion?
NCAA makes a billion? Can you imagine all the cake jobs?
Oh,
all
Lord.
These officers, NCAA officers.
To protect amateurism. As if the game would change one bit knowing the players are getting paid. It's just a
Are you born with that talent, or can you learn it, or sort of both, right?
But the NCAA has already said that we think it'd be better if there's a national law instead of state laws because they know it's going to tilt competition.
Well, they're going to fight this to the death, I feel very confident. Did you hear Stacey Dash's 911 call?
Anybody? No.
Yeah, she's...
Was it coherent?
She's in big trouble.
I don't know. She says she can't afford a lawyer.
Really? She broke?
I just saw she had a book out a little while ago.
That's not a soul. Maybe your basement's full of them.
She was in Clueless.
Yeah, 30 years ago.
She was good looking back in the day.
She looks pretty now. Even her mugshot wasn't that bad. She's a pretty girl.
911, what's the address of the emergency? Yes, I've been assaulted by my husband.
Is OJ in the background, by the
way? Tell me exactly what happened.
No, every 911 call is associated.
We were all arguing. I asked his daughter to get out of my face because she was in my face. I pushed her back. He put me into a chokehold. No? Do you want to see the mark on my neck?
No, chokehold. Hello, Keith, with the kids in the house.
One moment. I need you to stop engaging with them, ma'am. Excuse me? I need you to stop engaging with them, ma'am.
Okay.
When did this happen?
Just now.
By the way, she's been charged with domestic violence, not him.
No.
Does anyone have access to any weapons?
She pushed the 15-year-old, right?
No.
Yeah, because the 15-year-old kid was in her face.
We've been doing drugs for 2 days, but they broke a record.
How many people are involved?
There are three children, one
adult. What is going over this guy? Stop.
Wouldn't it be great if OJ was a 911 operator?
I'd listen to those calls.
Where
That's
is
what I'm talking
your
about.
Husband now?
He's right here.
He was accused, not charged. Man up. Stop crying.
Hi, what's going on in the background?
That's exactly
They're all talking about how they need to be a witness against me. Because basically I tried to get this 15-year-old out of my face.
Oh, self-defense.
Hello?
I got a little getting even to do.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I got disconnected.
Nice fighting with your husband's kids.
Yeah, get him out of your face.
Sorry.
Just let me know if anything changes.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Well, let's calm down now.
Oh, it's calm down. Okay, see ya.
She's on the phone for 30 minutes.
I don't think Are you shitting me?
No, that's what they said.
If something else happens, then I can call back. I'm going to leave the premises.
Fast forward a few minutes. I just want to see what they're still talking about.
The tenants downstairs were complaining constantly against them.
Oh, back up a little bit. Back up a little bit.
Oh, no.
The stepmother. How they
go?
You've just been juiced.
What's going on in the background?
Hello. I'm sorry.
What's going on in the background?
They're arguing. They're still telling me, saying what a bitch I am. I'm the stepmother. How they all hate me. They're just disrespectful, awful children.
Whoa.
We had to move in the first place because the tenants downstairs were complaining constantly against them.
The kids.
Emma?
Yeah, the kids are.
They're just...
the beasts.
God.
Can we get the other people on the phone so we can hear everything?
Can I help
you? Could you get your daddy on the phone?
She's the only one arrested. That's what's so crazy about this.
I loved her, but I didn't like her. I wasn't in love with her.
Yeah. So they went, the cop showed up, and she said she was put in a chokehold. She had no marks on her, but her husband had marks on him.
Oh, that's crazy.
And
the markless chokehold, that's a good move.
I don't know what's going on with the kids. It just sounds like a bad setup, probably.
Yeah, but maybe you shouldn't ever go back there.
She said on the 911 call, she said, my lawyer is coming over.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Well,
coming over right
call
then.
Call your lawyer first, yeah.
But then today, she says she can't afford a lawyer.
Hmm.
So I don't really know. It sounds
because of all the billable hours for him driving all the way over.
It sounds a little messy to me.
She's a goofus.
Boy.
Wow, what a disaster.
And
that's just sad.
See, Jesse's, people are dying.
See, Jesse Smollett was carping back at somebody. You know, there's a...
Yes, I was very excited, by the way, that I knew this little girl was lying. How excited was I yesterday after the show, Brandon?
Well,
I was thrilled.
You called it, is what you did, because
I was thrilled.
The day prior, they had ran the story about the 12-year-old girl who...
she had dreadlocks.
She's
a black girl. She had dreadlocks. And she said... three white boys held her down and cut off her dreadlocks.
And then covered her mouth so she couldn't scream. It was one of those things where, the thing that stood out to me is she said it happened at school on the playground. I'm like, somebody else would have seen this.
Well, not only that, it just seems like a strange, I mean, 12-year-olds are certainly
mean.
Capable of crazy things, but it just sounds, I don't know. It sounded weird to me, but.
I'm
not surprised.
It sounds like the boys were teasing her, and this was her way of getting back at them, was to make up the rest of the story. She embellished it.
But she didn't realize how big it was going to become because it became this giant racial incident. And this is what happens when we turn little clickbait things, you know, little stories. If this were true, you know, it'd be a sad story, and the three people should be dealt with. But, you know, 12-year-olds... screwing around and doing dumb things, is that something that the world should be judging?
Well, especially when the story first aired, the police were looking into. I mean, the story, you said this too, Brandon, is that it wasn't really complete. That's the problem. We found out about it and they were speaking about it before the story was finished. However, I do give her, I felt bad for her. I think it was grandma and grandpa who were like, yeah, we're really sorry. I thought their quotes.
Oh yeah, no, I felt sorry really for them too because they were apologizing and saying that we're sorry what we put the community through, and you know they weren't holding their ground.
Yeah,
she under questioning, admitted that she made it up.
Right, and this was another one where a lot of people jumped on it. I mean, I saw celebrities, I saw Rashida Tlaib, I saw everybody. You know, we support you. And
what celebrities jumped on? Why would you just jump on? I don't understand that.
Well, because they see
the anger they express. I mean, it sounds like they were there, like they witnessed.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Well, what they just want to quickly be the first ones to jump on social media and show their support for this girl. And then it turns out to be fake. It turns out to be false. And, you know, people did the same thing with Covington. People did the same thing with Jussie Smollett.
Juicy Smollett.
So who is jumping on this story? I'm just curious.
I got to look it up. Okay. I saw it a bunch.
Rashida Tlaib. Right.
Anyway, someone said that, yeah, it's just like Jussie Smollett. So
no, his was worse. But
yeah, it was way worse. Way worse. So anyway, he responded to this person and said, I've always maintained I was telling the truth. I didn't lie about one thing.
Yeah, you did.
Except the whole thing.
Y'all can continue to be misinformed, internalized sheep.
He got taken out by MAGA country. I said, what the hell was that?
Misinformed, internalized sheep. So I guess Dave Chappelle is part of this internalized sheep group too. Yeah. Did he take on Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, if you don't agree with Jussie.
The actor that nobody ever heard of.
Oh my God.
This guy is so annoying to me.
It's the worst.
Ugh.
Career's going well too, though.
I'm
sure he's booked a ton of stuff.
I should Google him. What is he up to? Does he have any jobs?
He's not doing anything.
Is he going to make an appearance on the finale of Empire?
I don't know. I think they're paying him not to be on next year. I'm surprised. Why did they sign him up for another year? Why did they support him? I stand with Jussie.
Nice job. None of you.
I mean, that was so ridiculous that even after everything is said, I still believe him.
I don't know why.
Because it's their last year and they're going off. So they're going off in, you know, solidarity.
Solidarity with someone who made up a hate crime?
Solidarity with someone you're never going to work with again?
Who knows?
I would have thrown him under the bus, but not out of there. Never going to work with him again.
There's just miles of story about Jussie Smollett objects to comparison to girl who lied about dreadlocks being cut. And then, of course, you click on him.
He's not a kid.
And you read the comments, and every one of them is saying that he did it, and why doesn't he shut up and go away? And I mean, did it really help him state his case? I've maintained my innocence from the outset.
No. I don't know what kind of bubble he's living in, man.
He should have just shut up because people were forgetting about him. Now they're gonna start yapping.
They lie.
He can't not shut up.
Right.
He can't. I wonder. I don't know. What? I've seen bigger comebacks, I guess.
From him?
Seems like a lot of people really like him. I don't understand. He seems so unlikable. I mean, and it's not because he's gay.
I thought maybe he could have had a comeback until you pointed out how old he was. He's a lot older than you think.
He's 37 years old.
It's going to be really hard now.
Making up a hate crime.
Yeah.
He'll probably land on his feet again.
You want me to change? Fuck you!
I really think he's going to land on his feet. But
that was a direct quote from him.
Maz, you want to do Today in Soft Rock?
Yeah, sure. I can do a few.
This is going to be the final edition of Today in Soft Rock.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it is. I think it's run its course.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
No problem.
Not!
I can change it to the way we'll do it this week in Hard Rock next week.
You don't have to change it to Hard Rock. About acid? It's not the softness of it.
What about acid rock?
Are you, did you guys meet in Taylor this week?
We did.
You did?
I was going to tell you about that.
Was it an intense session?
It was. It was. But we got it done.
Okay.
All right. In 1975, Booker T drummer Al Jackson was shot and killed by an alleged burglar at his home. His wife was questioned about the killing because she was arrested in July for the shooting. And during the domestic dispute, the police described the scene as a botched robbery attempt, but an effective divorce.
Hey!
I'm just saying.
He was a hell of a drummer, by the way.
Yeah. Booker T.
What laugh is that?
Where is that? What is that?
That's you and Mike. With a very insincere laugh. That's great.
I was playing around with the Walter Cronkite call. And at the very end, the Walter Cronkite call ends with you guys laughing like this. So I just decided
to pull. Two incels.
Wow. It's bizarre.
How dare you?
Well, there's no problem, man. Hey, we go up to 1987. Whitney Houston started.
Well, Matt does all the writing, and Tom just reads it.
What happened
this week? And other genres of music.
All right, Whitney Houston started a two-week run at number one with Didn't We Almost Have It All? A song written by the time she dropped her last eight ball on some shag carpet and never found it.
I'm just saying.
Does Whitney Houston's music, does it wear well?
No.
I don't know why it doesn't. Is it because she died? I think it does.
As a soft rock connoisseur, I think it does.
I guess people still love her music as much as ever, I guess.
Not.
Okay, I mean, I hate her giant hit because it's so annoying.
The Bodyguard? Or I'm shaving off my muff for you? What's that one?
Oh, Saving All My Love for You. Okay, let's see how many streams it has. Probably has a zillion.
Probably.
Okay, Maz, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I want to hear.
Not.
See how many YouTube streams it has. I never liked this song, by the way. 56 million views.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, it's like, 1991, 92?
Yeah.
Oh, still, this song, I Want to Dance with Somebody? Yeah, 56 million is a lot. For an old song.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
All right, 1993 in New York City, Kate Pearson from the B-52s was charged with criminal mischief and trespassing.
Really?
Apparently breaking into a shack set way back in the middle of a field and getting caught in a vicious gangbang didn't teach her a thing about trespassing.
Oh!
I'm just saying.
In 2002, Madonna was voted the greatest female singer of all time by 75,000 of the stupidest people
Not.
In America.
There you
go. Say, she really won?
She won, but it was only 75,000 people.
I Want to Dance with Somebody? How many views do you think it is?
Oh, boy. I couldn't even guess.
159 million.
Wow. What a terrible God. Song.
I know.
I guess it does.
What does that song even mean?
She wants to dance with somebody.
Yeah, no one's
it's
ever
the simplicity that people love.
She wants to feel the hey!
Whatever that means.
Somebody get a dick?
That's what it means.
All righty. And we'll wrap it up in 2007, our old favorite, Michael Jackson. His spokeswoman, Ramon Bain, stated that the pop star didn't marry his children's nanny, Grace Waramba. But he did bang her son.
I'm just saying.
And that'll wrap it up.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Only four items?
Well, I kept it short.
We can add a fifth item.
That's okay. We're good.
I Will Always Love You. I wonder how many. That
oh,
must have.
Man,
a
I'm
going to
guess, yeah. I'm going to guess like 250.
It's a great song. Because Dolly wrote it.
Let's see.
Did Whitney Houston write any of her songs?
Great question.
I still love you.
$854 million.
Wow.
Almost a billion views.
Holy crow.
Wow.
How about that?
That's a lot of weddings.
How about that?
Whew. We Are the World. How many streams?
1.5 billion.
200 million.
162 million.
Oh, that's it.
That song goes back to like 85, though, so it's pretty old.
I went for the billion.
Whitney Houston featuring Mariah Carey, When You Believe?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it either. 237 million views. Jeez.
I'll think of you
How about the Olympic song that she did? It was an Olympic song that Whitney did.
Olympic song?
Yeah. If I looked at all the songs, I could tell you which one it was. And
what a slow song.
Wait, Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart, 639 million.
Oh,
views?
Totally. What? It's a great song.
Purple Rain, 137 million? That's impossible.
Oh, One Moment in Time was the Olympic song. One Moment
you
in Time.
You love me?
Okay. You know what we didn't talk about today is the Elric story.
Oh, the from the other week?
Or, yeah.
About the cop that they pull the guy out of the car.
Former Michigan football player.
We'll get to that first in a second. I just want to quickly mention first, though, that a couple of rock and roll notes today. David Lee Roth said Van Halen's done.
Yeah.
That was in Brandon Prep today. And that sounded to me like more he was trying to plug his show in Vegas, like, hey, if you want to see some Van Halen, this is the only thing out there.
You got it, yeah.
Now, Sammy, does Sammy not play any Van Halen anywhere?
I don't know.
He tours all the time with, he's got a couple bands, doesn't he? He tours solo, he tours with Chad Smith and Michael Anthony. Was it Chicken Foot?
Yeah, Chicken Foot was pretty good.
They were very good.
Yeah. That's right. He has Circle now. Isn't that what it's called?
Oh, that's right. Who's in Circle? A couple people we know.
Hang on, let me look it up.
While you're looking, Red Hot Chili Peppers have been uncovering the Cars. Just what I needed. Have there been many Cars tributes? I would think there'd be more.
No.
Maybe they're hard to cover. Eddie Vedder came out and sang backup on it.
Yeah. Why was he there?
It was a festival. I think it was. I think Eddie Vedder was involved with the festival itself. And then R. Kelly is complaining because he can only have one of his girlfriends visit him in prison. Because you're allowed one unrelated person, apparently.
Yeah.
Lie. And to that I say, stop having sex with 14-year-olds. Yeah. Stop urinating on 14-year-olds, and you won't be put in that position.
I didn't do this stuff.
You have as many cult members as you want, then.
Exactly.
The Circle is Sammy, Michael Anthony, Jason Bonham.
Oh, okay.
And Vic Johnson. So, I don't know who Vic Johnson is. Vic Johnson.
I don't know. And then also, Ray Lewis is out on Dancing with the Stars.
He re-injured his toes.
The NFL great suffered a season-ending setback. He's got he's facing rupture of his toe.
Toes, yeah.
So he's hoping to come back in a future season.
Thanks.
And maybe he can also find those murdering clothes in the future.
He's got to find that white suit somewhere. That white suit is somewhere.
It's so weird to see Ray Lewis on Dancing with the Stars.
He is.
It's almost like seeing OJ on there. If OJ had known how to.
They've turned him into like an American treasure.
Oh, because he loves God.
He was was he any less guilty than OJ Simpson?
What do you mean?
But I don't think they ever believed he crime did the wasn't killing. As bad, yeah. I thought that he was just an accessory.
He shot.
Wasn't he collecting? Wasn't he the one orchestrating the whole cover up?
Yeah, that's what he was.
Why are his clothes missing though?
He likes to get nude. I don't know.
Dry cleaners.
Didn't he drop it off in a dumpster?
Wasn't the feeling that his clothes might have some evidence on them?
Yeah, and a knife.
So
right?
Guilty-ish.
He's totally guilty.
Definitely ish, no question.
So
didn't he settle with the family?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, so.
Why can't OJ be on Dancing with the Stars then?
He might be. don't ever, never say never. I kind of hope, man.
Oh, my God.
OJ's an excellent dancer.
I'm just saying not.
Well, OJ does have the waiter, too.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ray Lewis' victim did not have their waiter with them.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
OJ is a convicted felon, too, for a different thing.
That's true.
That's because he was trying to get his stuff back.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, he wanted his murdering suit back.
I'm just saying.
For his not guilty suit.
I'm just saying.
And his Heisman.
I'm just saying.
But I mean, it's funny because,
you
know, when the Ravens won Super Bowl 35, he's the MVP, so he should be going to Disney World. But instead, they were like, hey, Trent Dilfer, why don't you do it instead? Because you didn't murder anybody.
Disney.
Yeah, that was weird. And then he's on, these Disney's pregame shows like the great Ray Lewis. Yeah. Praise God.
He loves God, so it's cool. All you got to do is love God. OJ never said he loved God. That was the problem.
God's
like, don't drag me into this.
Sailor Brinkley, by the way, I watched a little bit of her performance.
How is she?
She's doing fine, and her mother was recording her on her iPhone.
Okay, cool.
Apparently she was afraid.
She doesn't have a DVR at home.
Stars was not recording anything, so she recorded it.
She couldn't ask the producers for a copy of it.
She's being accused.
Every camera angle.
As Trudy mentioned, Wendy Williams accusing her of faking.
Yeah. I know. She took her vengeance on Wendy Williams. Could have been Trudy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Wendy Williams, of all people, after that Statue of Liberty Act, it's terrible.
The second greatest pass out on TV history.
I agree.
Second only to the guy in Glenn Beck show.
Yes, that was awesome.
Going down.
He totally ignored him.
I'm passing out. I'm going to
fall. I don't know. I still think Wendy legitimately went down.
She did. Well, she's been through a lot.
I'm glad she has some support. She's had a tough year.
She has.
So anyway, Elric did a story about.
Oh, I don't want the ET version.
Gene Morning. Bell.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Oh, forget it. Never mind. I wanted to watch her pass.
You blew it!
I did blow it.
Gene Bell was pulled over in Southfield. And, you know, by the way, are people still writing the Fox 2 news desk? What's the address?
Fox 2 news desk. Let me find that. At, I got to find it.
Fox TV or something like that. I could,
in the meantime, thanks to everybody that went on the Michigan Peddler Pedal Pub with ML and myself.
Oh, you guys did that?
Yeah, it was actually okay. It's actually a lot of fun. So Patty P was there.
Patty P was there?
Dave.
Come on, Patty!
Gus, Tim, and Steve. It was a good time. It was fun.
Cool.
So do you want to watch part of this here?
Fox 2 News Desk at FoxTV.com. Fox 2, the number, newsdesk at foxtv.com. At least that's what somebody sent
Fox
me.
Fox 2, newsdesk at foxtv.com. Yeah,
okay. And I know they're getting some emails because people are sending me copies. But I don't know what's going on there. I mean, it's October now. No new show. This is really disturbing.
There was a phone call yesterday.
There was? Was there optimism?
Slight. I get the sense that the new GM over there doesn't like the other shows on the network.
What?
It's crazy.
Doesn't like our show?
That's crazy.
I'm sorry to hear that. We've had such a great partnership with Fox, too. Well, we have.
Drew, I know.
For a long, long time.
I think our listeners are very similar to a Fox 2 viewer in a lot of ways.
Well, it was our network that embraced ML Elric and Charlie LaDuff, who made his fame on Fox 2.
Apparently has no problem with any of the shows on the Fox network.
What?
Fox network. Let's see.
Whatever.
I'm not he has to be on his own private network now?
While we're theirs, I guess.
Start Red Shovel 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, boy.
Someday.
So he likes all the shows?
I don't know.
Apparently, if you call him?
I feel uncomfortable right now. I don't know how much is. No. I can't. That's just.
I want, honestly.
Let me just say this. ML didn't say anything like that. That was my reading into certain things.
Because I wanted to pick up the phone and call over there and say, hey, look, we've had a great relationship with Fox.
He didn't tell me this either, but it's my read that
I should not
you
call?
Would get nowhere to be a waste of your fucking time.
Okay. I won't waste my time.
And if you did get a hold of him, I think you would say, this is a waste of my fucking time. Click.
I would have thought.
I don't think he cares.
Wouldn't you think there'd be people in the building who could sit him down and say, you don't understand. This has been a great relationship for a long time.
It's my read. Once again, this is not anything ML has told me.
Wouldn't you think, though?
A vast majority of the people in the building feel that way, but there's only one person whose opinion actually matters,
so,
and that's the boss, and that's why he's the boss. And you know,
so being here,
you got to do what the boss says.
Late in 1991 and having success over this long stretch of time is less important than someone brand new who comes in.
Does it remind you
of
anything?
Yes, it does. Reminds me a lot.
Horse radio?
Maybe that's why I'm a little salty about it.
Yeah, boy.
It reminds there are so many eerie similarities.
Yeah.
But that worked out well for everyone at 105.1,
yeah, it worked out
right?
Great.
Yeah,
it did. Uh-huh. Sure did.
Yeah. So.
So anyway, Elric is, of course, working diligently at Fox 2, as he always does. Why are we promoting Fox 2?
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
We're not. We're promoting ML Elric.
I know we are.
We love the guy.
This guy was stopped in June, a former UM football player who's 61 years old. By the way, I never
was involved in the Charles White play, as ML likes to point out and laugh at. To me. He said that to me.
You know what's funny? I didn't pick up on him being a smartass in the story until you said that.
I know.
Anyway, this guy's pulled over in Southfield.
It's a good move.
And you know... it was interesting that ML held back until the end because the cop says he's pulling the guy over because his registration is expired, was it? Or it was not valid?
It wasn't
his license wasn't
up.
Valid.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't showing up. So, you know, the whole time this thing is going on, because what happens is the cop says license, registration, insurance, and Gene Bell, the driver, is saying, what are you pulling me over for? He says, give me a license, your registration, and you know, I mean, it could be a stolen car.
What's the law there? Do they have to tell you why they're pulling? I don't know.
They don't.
They don't have to.
And they get into that in the story.
Why wouldn't he just tell them anyway, though?
This happens on Cops a lot, right?
Yeah, it does. It does happen on Cops. I think it's such a bad idea to get into this thing of, no, I'm not doing this until you do this, because he's a cop and you're not. And his job is to, I'll tell you this because ML doesn't say it until the end. He not only has an unregistered SUV, his driver's license is not valid, and he's got a bench warrant for tickets.
Yeah.
So I think he doesn't want to give his license to the officer for those reasons. He says that, no, he didn't know any of this stuff.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, take that for what it's worth and watch this.
Former collegiate football player Gene
Bent over backwards to be fair to the driver.
To be dragged down by Southfield police officers. Who is at fault will be ultimately decided in court. But tonight, I'm putting you on the jury.
This wrestling match began as a routine traffic stop. It's the afternoon
it's
of
a great
June 23rd,
story.
And Officer Anthony
However
Corcus
you feel.
Makes a random license plate check on the SUV Gene Bell is driving south on Lasser Road. The Secretary
I've been
of
there.
State has no record of the plate.
That
so
could have been me.
Pulls Bell over.
Are you idiot? Pull into the next driveway on your right since you missed the street.
Yeah, boy.
This encounter is rocky right from the start.
Did you call him a fucking idiot because he missed the street?
Yeah.
Bell refuses. He says he first wants to know why he was stopped. And then the war of wills is on.
I will explain that all to you, sir. Provide me your registration and insurance. This is the sixth time I've asked you. I'm asking you to provide me that information now.
Why?
By now, additional officers have arrived. Frustration has set in.
I've asked 15 times to provide this information. Sir, okay, I'm going to ask you one more time, and I'm going to place you under arrest for resisting obstruction. Okay, this is going to be the last time I'm going to ask you. Are you willing to provide me your registration, insurance, and your driver's license? Sir, I do not.
I'll take my seatbelt off. I'll get out of my car myself.
We're going to do it our way, because you're going to be placed under arrest for resisting obstruction.
Don't do it. Boy, I'll break your hand.
Would you come?
I'll break your Don't do it.
Not a good choice of words there, calling a boy.
No.
You're getting out our way now.
Lesser of two evils.
Oh, she knocked out the ground. I'm not on the ground. Get on the ground.
I'm not on the ground.
Yeah, you are.
Get on the ground.
That was kind of Rand Pete-esque, the way he said he wasn't going to the ground.
There you are. You're on the ground.
Give me your arm.
Give me your arm.
Last chance. Here you are. Give me your arm.
Is that a taser?
Yeah.
Give me your hand. Give us your hand.
Don't tase me, bro.
Give us your hand. You're going to get tased again. I'm not resisting anybody. So, well, you want to be a tough guy for what reason?
I can't understand what he's saying.
Declined to comment on the incident, saying that it is city policy not to comment on matters that are in court. All three of the officers on the scene wrote in their reports that Bell slapped Corcus's hand when the officer tried to unlock the SUV to remove Bell. Bell says it was incidental contact as he juggled the cell phone he was using to record the incident before the officers pulled him out of the car and dragged him to
the ground.
Where's
that video?
Causing scrapes on his arms and legs and a gash on his forehead. I asked several criminal justice experts to watch some of the video of the traffic stop and review the police reports. Most of them agreed that police do not have to tell a driver why they were pulled over and that drivers are required to turn over their paperwork. Philip Stinson of Bowling Green State University tells me the officers all followed best practices, acted professionally, and showed appropriate restraint in their actions while trying to take the motorist into custody. Stinson praised Corcus for his patience. Maria Haberfeld of the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York faulted Bell for how things played out, telling me, when the person doesn't comply, nothing good will come of it. She also praised Corcus for his patience. Haberfeld says she understands why Bell was offended that an officer called him boy and felt the officer's language was a problem, but attributed it to the heat of the moment. John Blum of Force Concepts found fault with just about everything Corcus did, starting with his attitude, his body language, and his decision not to let Bell get out of the SUV on his own. Blum's company trains police all over the country. He also criticized the officer's language and failure to de-escalate the situation. According to National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration guidelines, Korkus started out right by greeting Bell and introducing himself. But guidelines then recommend that officers inform drivers why they were stopped and avoid asking drivers for their license and vehicle registration before telling the reason why you stopped them. This creates unnecessary tension, and it gives the driver an opening to question you instead of you asking the questions. Bell accepts some of the blame for the tension that built up on that otherwise beautiful June afternoon. But he says it wasn't until one of the officers used one word, just three letters, that things got out of hand.
Don't do it. Boy, I'll break your hand. Would you come?
What does the term boy mean?
That word is so demeaning and hurtful in the black community. And when a white person calls you a boy and you're over 21 years old and you're not a boy, I could be his dad and he gonna call me a boy? You really? That's all right to do? That's hurtful. It's hurtful. It's, you know, I just can't tell you the pain that I feel when I hear that word, because I think it's a racist term. He meant it by racist. He meant to demean me. He meant to show that he had power over me. He meant to utilize his authority over me because I was a black man. A man, not a boy.
Bell is 61 years old, though the officers didn't know that when they met because Bell wouldn't turn over his identification. He played football in the late 1970s for Bo Schembechler's Michigan Wolverines. Charles White's disputed touchdown for USC in the 1979 Super Bowl is still a painful memory.
At least there's
White
a tiny bit of humor
12.
Here.
Bell is number 42.
He wouldn't have done that if it was MSU.
Multiple sports in high school, Bell says growing up in a predominantly white, working-class steel town wasn't easy.
I grew up in East Liverpool, Ohio. I have been called many names in a small town.
More than 40 years later, memories of a game in nearby Salem, Ohio still sting.
They had banners on the wall, and they urinated all over the floor and said,
I mean, I feel bad for him in this aspect, but what does this have to do with the incident?
Well, I like that, you know, what was interesting here is...
I think the background story is interesting.
We saw a lot of the video, and I sometimes I feel like, you know, I wish news stations would show us more, you know, because they tend to want to do it so fast, and they've given them more time, and I feel like you can really flesh the story out. But it feels like we have to go overboard to get this understanding of why this officer's word choice, which I'm sure he regrets.
I get that.
I would get that he regrets it. And it is in the heat of the moment, as the second person said. And I understand I would never use that word to a black person. And whether he's 61 or 6, I just think it's a bad idea. It can only lead to negative things.
Why didn't he know that, then?
Well, that lies in the question.
Yeah. I agreed with the second expert he had who said nothing good comes from
not giving
your information, and they don't legally have to tell you why they pulled you over. And in fact, in that case,
this guy had bench warrants,
he had a driver's license that was suspended, he had a lot of problems. I feel like he just didn't want to be identified.
No, but if
that's my gut feeling. He says no.
Would it even be a story if he told them why he got pulled? I mean, I don't know. If he said, this is why I pulled you over, your license is the license plate that is not registered.
According to him, he doesn't know any of that, so he probably would have argued with him.
Yeah, but then the cop, then that's one less argument. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then it's just using the then it's just the poor word choice. I gotta tell you though, telling someone 15 times to do something is pretty exhausting as a parent. That's all I can think of is he's telling him 15 times to do something. I'm like, oh my God, I've told Charlotte 3 times before I lose my mind.
This is what drives me crazy about all these confrontations we have with police and with people, whether they're black or they're any color. And we always hear about the ones where people are black, is that no one ever says at the end, you know what, just sort it out later. Don't fight with the cop. Don't run from the cop. It's a lot easier to figure it out later than to be, force some fight. If you fight with a cop, you're never going to win that fight because he's got the radio. Yeah. And in this case, I have to believe that it f- feels to me like, I don't know, why couldn't they let him out of the car and put his hand behind his back?
That's a little weird, too.
But then don't
again,
they?
Didn't one of the experts say, I was getting a little dreamweaver there because I was still thinking about why the guy, new guy doesn't like us. did they say that?
I don't know that. That's just my read on it.
They debate back. they debate back and forth whether or not they can let him do that. That was sort of a.
It was just they felt that they should have let him. The one guy expert thought.
Yeah,
that.
I don't understand why they can. Because cops have some discretion. Although he was awfully hard headed and you know,
slapped his hand.
And then he did fight once they started cuffing him. He was fighting.
I do agree with those guidelines though. Isn't it a pretty good rule to tell them why you've pulled them over?
Kind of nice, don't they ask you?
I got pulled over once.
Why I'm asking? You know why I'm pulling you over, sir?
I got pulled over once, and the woman wouldn't tell me. The police officer wouldn't tell me why, and I was really pissed off. I was mad, and then finally,
does it matter that it was a woman?
No, but it's kind of part of this. Anyway, but finally she told me that she pulled me over for crossing a line, but she was a mile behind when I crossed that particular line or when I, like, where she said.
Maybe you were on my account when you shouldn't have been?
No, that's not true.
To that point, someone emailed and pointed out that you've been using Brandon's Netflix account.
That's right. For like a year.
Well, it doesn't cost you any money.
Zeus is laughing at that point because it's very good.
Doesn't cost you any money?
What do you mean it doesn't cost me any money?
That is true, though. Oh, that's a good retort. Oh, I like this argument.
My account, you're draining my account with alleged locks.
I mean, you would have Netflix even if you didn't use your password.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So case closed. Drew wins again.
Butt out.
Don't ever argue with Drew.
Butt out, email.
Wait, how did I lose that one?
Well, you don't buy Netflix for me. You buy Netflix for you.
Thief.
And you use Netflix. I just use it too.
Would you have Netflix if Drew didn't?
If you could
use
my account and it never cost me any money, then I wouldn't care.
Well, let me put it this way.
You're just using my Netflix.
Sure, I have Netflix, but I started getting kicked off all the time and I couldn't log in.
Ooh, good retort.
And so what I decided to do was, I guess I'll buy extra screens. So now I buy like 8 screens and everybody in my orbit.
I can't help it if Maz is on there and Mark's on there and you get out of control and tell everybody to use it. Why don't you just let everybody use my account too while you're at it?
Including you.
Well, text me on the boner line, which is 209-66-BONER. Text me your bets, and I'll put them on there.
I'm just saying.
So what were we saying about – oh, yeah. As far as telling them, they don't have to tell you why they pulled you over. And I've had it done both ways, too. And I do like it better when they tell me.
Yeah, well, that's my thing. It just like, why not just hand over your registration and license? Why not just tell them why you got pulled over? Why not be honest and open and transparent about everything?
I have to tell you, as soon as they're walking up to my car – I know they're getting my license, registration, and insurance, except probably not all three because I rarely have all three.
Well, they're there. You just can't find them.
No, they're there. I'm up to date. Well, I had the no insurance for a while when I was saving money accidentally for 6 months. But
good.
Yeah, no, it worked out. It was a big bonus, as it turned out. But
you claim that?
But I know I have to give those three things up. Mm-hmm. So if he doesn't want to tell me, I'm going to give it to him. I'm not going to argue with the cop. Yeah. I mean, I understand that I was different growing up. I'm very deferential to police. I can't help it. Maybe I'm stupid.
At the same time, the guy should have told him why he pulled him over. Because I'll say that there is such a thing as
all of it
getting pulled over driving while black. And I know this for a fact. I have an African
Southfield, by the way, is not is.
I understand that.
It's a very diverse city.
I have an African American next door neighbor who has been pulled over a dozen times since the last time I got pulled over. For no fucking reason. He's got a sweet car. And I see him, and he goes, I got pulled over today. Why? I don't know. He gets pulled over.
It's strange to have one black friend and not be constantly talking.
Yeah, shine a light on it. Make sure everybody sees and knows, like, I have a black friend. And that's a thing.
Because it's weird that a black person is friends with white people.
Hmm. It's not that weird, but it's...
The best friend.
Mark, you don't know if you have black neighbors.
I don't. If I have black neighbors,
you don't know if you have them, right?
Well, I don't see color. I mean, I mean, it's a rainbow on my.
No, I agree. It would be nice, and I appreciate it when they do. I usually don't like what they have to say, but I do appreciate it. But I know I'm giving up my license, registration, and insurance when they come. And I'm already looking for them when they pull me over because I know it's coming.
Oh, I like to ask.
I'm not thinking
like
I'm getting
them
out of there. Like the guy says, you know what? You were speeding. And I say, no, I'm not. And he goes away without getting my license, registration, and insurance.
I've had that happen to me once where I got pulled over and they didn't want it.
They didn't?
Yeah, because we were chasing someone on 696 with the same car as me. And I was right on the service drive, and they pulled me over. I'm like, I wasn't doing anything. Like, my head, I'm like, oh my God, what could I possibly have done wrong? I was doing everything right. Like, freaking out and crying. He's like, oh, where are you going? You know, ask me right about questions.
I also think the
driver. So if I was a exactly. Oh man, cops freak me out when I get pulled over.
I think the driver knew he didn't have a registration. I think he knew his license was suspended.
Of course he did.
He knew he had a. You can't pull over any farther.
I think he knew he had a bench warrant.
Of course.
Because I think you know those things.
Yeah.
And so he didn't want to identify himself.
What was the bench warrant for?
I don't know. It didn't sound serious. I think it was for tickets, actually. He hadn't paid a couple tickets or something.
Well, Drew might have a bench warrant out for
him. When are you going to jail?
Yeah.
Oh, for the dog licenses?
Yeah.
I warned you.
I don't know. I
told you those girls were serious.
I know
day.
They were serious. But what the fuck? They come to my house and, like, within a month, they owe $400? Jesus.
Entrapment.
But, I'm just saying.
But I'll fucking pay it if I have to.
You're not going to have to pay it. They'll let you go.
You are failing us.
I think I have to go to court.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
I got a summons.
Man.
You should bring Layla with
like I'm going to go. Can I go that day?
And penis.
Just tell them about Mags.
I have to look into it. I'm kind of like Gene Bell. I'm very disorganized, and something like it could happen to me.
Now you understand.
But I would give
up. As soon as you drop the soap, they rip your butt.
I would give up my license. And, you know, as far as the guy saying, boy, that was stupid. I don't know why he said that. It sounds pretty lame to me.
He sounds like a schmo.
But at that point, the thing was, I mean, it's just, you don't ever want anything to escalate with a cop. It's just such a
stupid
bad idea.
Stupid government.
And he's suing the Southfield Police Department. And I forgot what the suit is. I think it's assault or something.
Civil rights violation.
Oh, civil rights violation. But isn't there something for the way they took him down and tased him?
I think he'll win.
I don't know.
They might settle with him.
Yep.
I mean, that's a pretty popular kind of suit right now.
Yeah,
I don't know if that means
it's
on video. You heard it.
Well, there's video, and the three people, the first two said the officer did a good job, except the one girl said there was a bad word choice, but she thought it was in the heat of the moment, which I kind of agree with her. The third person said he did everything wrong. So I don't understand, if you have police standards, aren't they consistent? Why would three experts view it completely differently?
It's like boxing, three judges. They all have the different opinions.
They should enter this into the cop's defense.
Heat of the moment?
To say, call you boy.
One thing I said that I would never do.
This is a super group, isn't it? Isn't Asia considered a super group?
Yes. Yes, they were. I don't think I can name any members.
That's what's weird about it.
Can you look it up?
Yeah.
Wait, is Emerson, Lake, or Palmer in it, maybe?
I don't know.
I think Emerson, Lake, or Palmer is in it.
I told you I met that girl on spring break once who was named after this band. Her name was Aisha. Really? Yeah.
Really? Brandon, members?
I'm getting
Jeff
there.
Towns.
Oh, the syndrome.
Carl Palmer. That's what they called them. Carl Palmer from ELP, thank you.
Billy Sherwood. And Ron Bumblefoot Fall.
That dude.
I'm not so sure what's so super about
Wait,
the supergroup.
Why are they a supergroup?
I would not call that a supergroup. I call the Traveling Wilburys a supergroup.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's a supergroup.
How about Ringo's All-Star Band?
That's a pretty cool group, but it's super-ish. I mean, Joe Walsh.
By the way, Abbey Road, right? 50 years today?
Saturday, actually.
Oh, damn.
I got the new version. Brandon, you want to get us out of here?
How about Audio Slave? That's a great super group.
Audio Slave? Yeah, no, it's a super group. Super-ish.
Layla is pawing at me right now. She's up on her hind legs pawing at me.
You know, it was a super... Yeah, Layla thinks Maz equals treats, which seems to be pretty true. Cream was a super group.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Ginger Baker, Jack Bruce, Eric Clapton. That was a super group.
I'm going to look for a list for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a good topic. Because there are some really arguable bands called supergroups.
Like Asia.
Yeah, that might be the lamest supergroup I can think of.
Oh, wow. That's a good... Oh, them Crooked Vultures is a good one, too.
Ooh, that's...
Paul Jones and Dave Grohl.
Oh, yeah, that is a cool band.
And I can't remember the third one.
I like Velvet Revolver.
Josh Homme. Velvet Revolver's a supergroup, yeah.
Yeah, that's a combo.
The Plastic Ono Band.
not a super group.
We're going to list
well, it. George Hare played in the Plastic Ono Band. George Ringo drummed in the Plastic Ono Band. And they had, wait, Jim Keltner, who's a great drummer.
I got two lists. We'll go through them tomorrow.
Wait, who else in the Plastic Ono Band? There's another great member.
There's a couple of them. I don't want to say anymore.
Did Chuck Labelle play keyboards in the Plastic Ono Band?
I don't know. You tell me.
The Plastic Ono Band played a gig with Eric Clapton, John Lennon. I'm trying to think who the other players were.
You're going to like number one tomorrow.
Who's number one?
I'm not going to tell you. Wait till tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow. That's a tease.
Okay, all right. We'll get into all the supergroups tomorrow.
The Archie's got to be on there.
I don't know. Does Jughead really belong in a supergroup?
Maybe not.
All right, but have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Dweller H.
Walter Cronkite, heads up.
Hello?
Hello, is this Walter?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Fantastic. Hey, somebody gave us this number and said it was Walter Cronkite, and we absolutely did not believe it. But we had to call just to see.
Yeah, right. Now you know. Now, listen, I'm terribly sorry. I'm on another line.
Well, can you tell us a little something about your book, or... Can you tell us a little something about your book, Walter?
No, I can't. I'm on another line overseas, and I'm just up in my ears right now.
Is that the way it is?
All right, call me some other time.
Okay, Walter. We miss you.
Okay.
I can't believe it.
Just talk to Walter Cronkite. That's ridiculous.
He's up to his ears.
Yeah. You know what? That's the most popular lie. I'm on an overseas call. You know, it's always well,
at
overseas.
At least it was overseas.
Yeah, I know. At least he threw that in.
It was funny that I was Walter. Like,
yes, it is my number, and be on your way.
Yeah, I know, you pest. Get away. Off with you. We talk.
Come on, Walter. Loosen up. You're like 90.
Go outside, nerd. Get out. Go.